is on.
The three best friends you never knew you had. Running through the most viral stories of the day.
The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The news junkie for a Thursday, December 14, 2017. A lot to get to today. From what does the Disney-Fox merger mean for you? It really sucks to be a butterfly boy. And trading chicken Alfredo for sex. Plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Hello.
Hello, C-Lane.
Good morning.
Lots going on today, but of course we'll start with the most important thing in the world, which is the investigation that's been underway for quite some time here. I don't know the details, but there was a thievery of some sort going on in this very building from which we broadcast.
And it's not the first time.
There's been items that have been missing in the past. I don't know if this is related or unrelated, but this time, Angel from the Monsters in the Morning.
Angel Boom.
He was missing some Oreos, I believe. Is that what it was?
Yes, it was.
Oreos. And there was a like all-out search. They got to find the culprit, who took them, and they're... I think you came up as a suspect in this case.
Yes, so I was told.
And I'll just ask you, did you steal the Oreos?
The matter is taken care of.
That's not what I asked you, though. Did you steal the Oreos in question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's
I figured it took Oreos.
It's not your fault. Angel always has the most ridiculous, delicious snacks piled up somewhere.
Yeah, but you don't steal stuff. You ask people permission.
He's got so many. Have you seen his Instagram? He's got like a pile of snacks always.
He's got a stash. And then so you guys had left and I was still at the office doing my work.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an ice cream guy had showed up.
Yeah.
Scooping out some ice cream for everybody to sample.
You put two and two together?
And I go, you know what would be... a perfect compliment to this ice cream. Angel's Oreos.
Did you text Angel? Did you?
No. This is what he did. He ate all the Oreos and then left the box empty.
No. That's a flagrant violation. Oh, no.
That is the picture I saw on the internet today.
Well, that's a dramatization of sorts because I did not eat all of the Oreos.
How many Oreos did you? How many Oreos were in the thing?
It's a full carton of
Oreos. Oh, like a family size Oreos.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Did you eat like one rail?
Maybe like half a rail.
Half a rail.
Half a rail.
And then you didn't leave an empty box behind because that is a true violation.
Oh, I mean, he probably would have...
No big deal.
Yeah.
Angel's got a whole thing of Oreos. He can get one rail away.
It is the principal. On top of it all, they've spent the entire morning with the investigators that are listeners of our own... pointing fingers and blame. I was even approached this morning by boss man Bradshaw.
Yeah.
He was asking me, you know, did you steal the Oreos?
Were you the one?
I was not. I know about it. And trust me, I know what it's like to be in that situation. A couple weeks ago, I had a salad stolen. And we got down to the bottom of it. Then C-Lane moseys on over at 10:49. And Jack asked the same question in the joking manner he asked me. And C-Lane's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, you just went right out with it. C-Lane wasn't trying to hide behind anything. Yep, Oreos took them, ate them, enjoyed them. They were absolutely positively delicious.
They're cookie butter.
He's asking for it. He's putting it out there.
So I went in at the end of their show, dropped Angel a $5 bill.
Oh, did you?
And then I took one more Oreo.
You took an additional Oreo?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're pushing it a little bit there. Like the trade-off wasn't good enough for you to begin with. Let's talk to Dirty Jim. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Dirty Jim.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
Good. Are we missing anything here?
It doesn't sound happy.
It's not that we're missing anything. It's just that I feel so betrayed.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Go on.
Not that I have a stellar reputation, but I do believe that I've procured a tiny bit of respect, and I put it out there for him today. I was like, there's no way, my man.
Oh, no. So you were a character witness for C-Lane, and then he let you down.
Just simply no way that my guy could go in and infiltrate another man's cookies.
This is the only part of the day where I've started to feel bad.
Yeah,
never.
I didn't feel any sort of regret until now.
Another man's cookies.
You had to go into an office that wasn't your office. You had to go to a desk that wasn't your desk, and then Angel's giant pile of snacks, which wasn't your pile of snacks. Dirty Jim's thinking, no way would Christopher Dolores Lane ever do that.
I'll stand up for him. I've been here for decades, and I know that my word counts. and he stood up for you.
Decades.
And there you are. You ended up being the red-handed Oreo crumb thief the whole time.
Ceylan, anything to say to Dirty Jim?
Sorry, buddy. To you.
My exact quote was, I can't imagine Chris having that gear. I can't imagine him having that card. That's a playable card.
Surprise, surprise.
He does. Yeah, it was C-Lane. And then C-Lane, when I heard Jack asking around, did you do it, just went right out with, yep, but totally ate him.
No problem.
I went for those were mine.
And that's another, I'm guessing you didn't listen to the Monsters this morning on the way to the station. C-Lane, did you?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it.
Didn't seem to care that much.
What'd you hear if you heard some of it this morning?
I heard that they were looking for the cookie thief.
Oh, so that's what we've told you in the last couple of minutes. What else did you hear then?
That's all they talked about today.
Yeah, was that it?
Your Dirty Jim segment?
Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I have no problem. If you ever want to stand up for me, I'll never let you down.
Yeah, I'm not going to steal any snacks in this building ever. So if you hear that about me, Dirty Jim, you know immediately it was not me.
Well, I said on the show today that I thought you were too big of a weirdo to have left the office for more than 4 minutes to actually infiltrate anybody else's space.
Makes sense.
And I know Sabby does not have that gear.
That would mean Sean might accidentally have to say hi to somebody that he doesn't know.
Not much on the face-to-face.
No.
It's a little bizarre.
I hate when the insults are so true that it really just singes you to your core. Well, I'm not the one who stole Oreos here.
Oh, great.
Focus
now he's
on
screaming.
The culprit.
Now he's screaming.
More of a statement, really.
Mm-hmm. It proves exactly where we are with this station and who to trust and who not to trust.
You're on the not trust list, Ceylan.
Darn.
And what sucks is now I have to throw you into the same group as the sales rep.
Yeah.
All right. And that one guy stole my salad.
You're still burned up about it. Sabrina had a salad thief. You have people stealing your stuff, Dirty Jim. Is this just widespread?
No, I've set the fear level high enough that I don't think anybody, and look, let's face it, I keep my stuff hoarded, so I bring all my food with me, and I leave with it. I've learned throughout the years, you know, back in the day, we told the story today, it'd be nothing for somebody to open up a box that had your name written on it, first and last,
sure,
to take a bite out of your burger and then replace the bitten burger back in. That radio people are the worst humans ever.
I'm no savage.
I don't know. You took half a sleeve of cookies. It was aggressive
thievery. Tomorrow some guy is going to show up with 10 packages of Oreos and 2 gallons of milk for Angel. He'll be fine.
Did you see how this works, Dirty Jim?
$5 to replace C-Lane's 6 free Oreos.
He has gone from apologizing to this to I should be thanked for stealing Angel's Oreos because there'll be a windfall here.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
He is kind of right, though. People have a weird knack of bringing Angel trolleys full of goodies.
Because Angel made Oreos his thing. Everybody has a thing. Angel has made his Oreos.
So what's your thing? Just taking other people's things?
Sabrina's used to be cats, and everybody would bring her cat pajamas and cat pictures. Remember when your office was full of cats?
Yes, and then I looked at my life and realized things had to change.
Not C-Lane. He's not ready for that yet. All right, thank you, Dirty Jim.
Thank you, guys. Hey, I'm sorry to have interrupted.
See you tomorrow night. I just sent you the discount code for the Just Okay Halloween Party.
You're not going to give him free tickets?
All right, fine. I'll give you a ticket.
I yelled today that she offered GA, to which I guess, sure, whatever.
No, we're going to hook you up. Come hang out with us.
All right, man. Take it easy, Dirty Jim.
We'll see you, man.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right.
Fun guy. I like him.
We've solved, I think, the caper from this morning. C-Lane, who was being gracious in his stealing of a half rail of Oreos. And then I think it's important, though, you did put a $5 bill down. That pays for more than the whole damn thing of Oreos.
Of the Oreos that he didn't even pay for in the first place.
Yeah, so he's made some money off this.
That's not the point,
C-Lane. I'm siding with you almost now, I think.
Not a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's over. We're past it now. There's other big news going on in the world, including the merger between 21st Century Fox. Hey.
We just got a bunch of money.
Am I crazy here? It was 20th Century Fox at one point in time, right? Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Then
is it 21st now?
Yeah, 21st Century Fox.
I think at the change of the century.
Yeah, I just thought in my head, I was like, was it always 21st Century Fox? Yeah, 21st Century Fox now that made a deal with Disney for $52 billion in stock. And so they get National Geographic, they get Asian Pay, TV operator Star TV. They get Sky and Hulu and sports. And I think it gives them access to a lot of the licenses that 21st Century Fox has. The interesting impact will be what happens to the theme parks now. What happens to the theme parks? What do they grab a hold of? Is there any battling back? Because people don't really think about that much. There's a lot of incestual things going on where some of the Marvel stuff will be at Universal. Some of it is at Disney. Nobody's really taken those characters and those licenses and taken that as far as it could possibly go. And with a lot of changes headed to the theme parks in Orlando, I mean, they're always changing things. It'll be interesting to see how this merger or the buyout from Disney to 21st Century Fox really deals with things. The unfortunate thing is the folks who are in operations for 21st Century Fox in California, a bunch of them going to lose their jobs.
Oh, man.
Because you end up, there's two companies, two operational facilities. You only need one, and you end up with a whole bunch of layoffs, and not a fun time of year for that. But the buy is through, $52 billion in stock, and now what happens to the licenses? What happens at the theme parks? And what do they do with all these newly acquired properties that Disney now has in their paws? When we come back, we'll get into your dispatches. We'll talk about tomorrow's big event, the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party. We'll talk about a net neutrality blunder and so much more. A lot on the way today. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Occupying the space between high society and prison tattoos, this is the News Junkie.
You know what I'm tired of? Nobody believes our meetings are meetings. When we're having an official meeting like we had last night, all three of us are there. Sabrina's there, C-Lane's there, I'm there. We're talking about the party tomorrow, and you have to be there for this. We're going over the lineup. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And trust me, you don't want to miss out. But when people walk in, they're like, oh, looks like you guys are having a meeting over here.
We have papers in front of us. Sabrina's taking notes.
There was a folder.
There was manila involved.
There was notes going on. People were texting all over the place, getting information, getting things all locked in. It was an official meeting. We get no respect for that. I don't understand why this is the case. People think it's happening at a bar, so something's actually not occurring here. A lot occurred last night. We're less than 36 hours away from the Just Okay Holiday Party, and we want to make sure you have your tickets. So grab a pair, grab some for your friends, get them right now, and skip some of the fees by calling 407-351-LIVE, 407-351-LIVE. Ask them about the Just Okay Holiday Party tickets. You'll snag those suckers, and you'll be all set and ready to go for tomorrow. We're going in early tomorrow and broadcasting live from backstage at Hard Rock Live.
That is correct.
As everything gets set up, I'm sure it'll be chaotic. I mean, today's chaotic, and people don't really notice because we're just blabbing and moving along. But
yeah, but about 12 different things happening at the same time, and there's just not enough time to do it. Can we make perhaps like a 30-minute commercial break, and I can get some stuff
done? That'd be handy. Just load them all up into one.
We'll have Making Murderer Part 2 that we can throw in there.
We're not going to do that. But we want to make sure that you are a part of this. You do not want to miss out on tomorrow night's festivities. So it's going to be a whole bunch of freak show acts, stage performances, amazing stunts. And we have to put warnings up because that's the kind of party we're dealing with tomorrow night at Hard Rock Live. And if you get there, you know, the actual performances start when should everybody be there for everything?
The show starts at 9.
Show starts at 9.
Doors open at 8.
Yeah, you're going to want to be there early.
So we're giving you an hour to settle in, grab a drink, finish that drink, then grab another one, and then show starts promptly at 9 p.m.
I'm just going to tell you, get there at 8, because number one, you want to get the best magnets, and those are going to be for the early people who are there. That's the first thing. The second thing is, this thing, when it starts, and we're going to be moving, and you don't want to miss anything that's happening, including the final performance from Grandson to wrap up the night tomorrow night, and so much stuff going on. That you just have to be there. 407-351-LIVE. Get your tickets. I heard some murmurs that there might be a spot or two in VIP that opens up at some point in time today, but I don't know anything is official.
We're trying to figure that out now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anything's official yet. I know there was some that we were holding back, and those were gobbled up so quickly, and there's a lot going on, but we'll keep you in the loop as much as possible. In the meantime, grab those general admission tickets. 407-351-LIVE. We'll see you out there tomorrow night. It's gonna be killer.
And I gave you guys the rundown. We went over the schedule yesterday, but I purposefully left out certain things.
Yeah, I'm worried about
that. You're surprised too. You should be.
I'm worried about that because I noticed DJ Digital, who is awesome and he always helps us out and he does a great job. And I saw some of the stuff he has planned. It was great for tomorrow night. He kept doing this thing where he was kind of making some eye contact with Sabrina and then catching me out of the corner of his eye and then laughing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Oh, no.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if C-Lane's a target here. I don't know.
I usually am at some point.
I don't know what's going on.
This is nothing against you guys. I just want the raw reaction from everybody, including you two. I mean, I want you to be surprised as well.
Well, it couldn't be as ridiculous as the thing you told us last night.
It could be. It could be very. I don't know if along those lines.
I don't know if it could be. Well, we'll see. I'm frightened. I'm interested. I'm excited. I'm stressed. All of those things.
Just make sure everyone brings extra underwear and panties.
Oh, that's not good. 407-351-LIVE. Grab those tickets now from the Hard Rock box office. And lots of stuff happening. We'll get into your dispatches momentarily. But this net neutrality thing, the vote is nearing for the FCC, and you'll see this all over the internet. On Twitter, on Facebook, on all of the books and things and these.
Facebooks!
All the socials.
Instagram, Twitter, y'all see this?
This will be a big vote as far as everybody watching. The proposal will not only roll back restrictions that keep broadband providers like Comcast, Verizon, and AT&T from blocking or collecting tolls from services they don't like, it would bar states from imposing their own rules. So that's what the FCC is about to vote on. A lot of people don't want that. And the just to throw this in there, the providers, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, they say they have no intention at all in doing this, right? So they're saying this fear that we're going to create a high-speed lane, and we have no intention of doing this.
Yeah, but
so they can easily say that and then do it.
I mean, aren't there already providers that have been caught throttling certain websites like Netflix or Hulu?
Well, I know they definitely, without a doubt, have throttled BitTorrent traffic in the past. And I don't know that they can do that under the current rules right now. But what this would mean is it would open the potential for these cable companies who are losing subscribers like crazy, and the only reason they're still hanging out is because of the internet service that they offer. That's kind of the future of the companies. If they want to juice more money out of each subscriber, they might offer, hey, you get unlimited Netflix for this, and all these tiers of the internet start to pop up. I said it the other day when I was talking about this. The most important thing is that we get those companies to invest in building up the infrastructure, because our internet is pathetic when you look at it on an international scale. There are so many countries with faster wireless and wired internet than we have, but most people are thinking that the FCC should not vote to get rid of net neutrality today. I did see a great moment, not for the guy involved. I don't know if you guys saw this. There was a Democratic politician who was up on the stage and had a big prop behind him. It was like a giant, I mean, it must have been 8 feet tall, net neutrality clock.
Oh.
Like, it looked like an old school alarm clock with the round face and the bells on the side. And it was like 8-10 feet tall behind him. And while he was giving his speech about net neutrality, it fell over on him and knocked him off the stage. Like right in the middle of the speech.
No.
It's getting violent out there. Even with net neutrality, it's getting violent. Let's go to your dispatches. Here's Fancy Nancy.
Hey there. I was just listening to the podcast from yesterday, and you're talking about the scam where phone calls come in with phone numbers very similar to you. I had this happen to me a few years ago to my landline, and it was creeping me out because it would only happen when my husband was away on business. It was really weird, and I would get a call, maybe more than one call a day, and I would ask the person to not call me back, and they would. So I started calling that phone number back, and it was just random residential people. not knowing what I was talking about. So I ended up calling the cops because I was so freaked out. And they said it was something called spoofing, where they can just grab a phone number
right.
and use it. And there was really nothing that they could do. All right, that was just my connection.
All right. Thank you, Fancy Nancy.
ThinkPad got one of those this morning.
Did he?
His exact phone number, but 408 instead of 407.
Really?
Weird.
Yeah. There's been a lot of them. I think Sabrina got one last night when we were having the meeting about the party. There's a lot of this happening to people. Where if you look at your phone and you see a phone number that's very similar to yours, the new scam is that you go, huh, maybe I know this person. And you pick it up and then the scam begins. Here's Brandy.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So, Sean, better watch out. It is at Redbox. It was very good. We watched it last night.
Weird.
Really enjoyed it. Thought it was awesome. Some of the parts were predictable. I actually kind of knew what was going to happen, but... anyway, it was still very, very good. Also, it's not that creepy. The kid's 12, and at the very beginning, his friend says that she's 5 years older than he is, 17. It's not that big of a deal. Calm down.
12 and 17?
Anyway, great movie. Thanks for the recommendation. Everybody should definitely watch it. Have a great show, guys. Happy Thursday.
All right, when you're 17, you shouldn't be with a 12-year-old. That's a little bit weird. That's a space there in time
yeah.
when a 17-year-old's a lot older than a 12-year-old.
Now, I will say... that when I was 12, I was with a 16-year-old.
You dated a 16-year-old when you were 12?
But the dating was talking on the phone for hours, sending each other emails. It was very innocent. It was very cute. He was also from Canada and had cancer.
Oh.
So he had some time to talk to me.
All right.
But it was very sweet and innocent. Nowadays, though, when you consider the fact that 11-year-olds are sending out tea pictures...
it moves
before
fast.
...they have teas,
uh-huh.
then that's something you perhaps need to look over.
Yeah, things move real fast in 2017. That movie is weird, though. A Better Watch Out is what she's talking about if you haven't seen it. Here's Dustin.
Angel said that an entire sleeve of Oreos was missing, C-Lane. I think you're doing the opposite of hyperbole.
Were you underestimating the amount of total Oreos?
What is the opposite of hyperbole?
I don't know. That part didn't make sense. But he's saying that you're underestimating how many were taken. Or is Angel exaggerating?
Probably a little bit of both.
Okay, so 3/4 is what we'll land on. Here's Brandon.
Guys, I just want to say I am so pumped for tomorrow. I am ready to go. I haven't slept good in at least 2 days. Time to show starts. I'm going to be so tired I might fall asleep. Or I might just get a little something, something. C-Lane, Cookie Monster.
No.
Man, that was some funny stuff. Anyways, guys, can't wait to see y'all. Can't wait to see all the chat, fam. Hope everybody has a great day. Peace and love. I'm out.
You too. Woo! Thank you, Brandon. We're back in just a moment with an update on that unbelievably weird noise in an Orlando neighborhood. What happened as a result of everything that went down yesterday? Details on the way. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio Orlando on Facebook. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. He's smiling, and that alone should scare you. This is the News Junkie.
Good news for the folks we talked about yesterday. In the North Quarter area of Orlando, they had that unbelievable noise. I'm not even going to play it anymore. I don't like that noise. It was supposed to be an inaudible thing that only dogs heard, and then it would torture the dogs enough so that they wouldn't poop on the lawn by this place. But it was making noise, and everybody was hearing it in the neighborhood, and it was just driving them absolutely nuts. They got an email, and the email said they have now turned off the insufferable high-pitched squeal.
Nice.
That was bothering everybody out there.
You know, they talked about us in their group.
Oh, they did?
On Facebook.
Well, yeah. I don't know if we did anything to help. I think they might actually shut it off before we got to it. Oh. But I like to say, we saved the day there.
You're welcome.
And they said, good morning, Mr. Lawrence. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. The boxes have been disabled as we continue to work towards an alternate solution. Please let me know if you have any concerns. Sincerely, the executive director of the Orange County Bar Association. So, I don't know. The Stop the Squeal work. Good for you guys, everybody over at Stop the Squeal, because I know how obnoxious that is. And then you have people, and you want logic to prevail. You want to go over and go, hey, I understand that you don't want dogs to crap on your grass. I understand that that's an issue for you. I also understand that to stop that, you've decided to put these little speakers in place that aren't supposed to bother anybody, but they are, and they're annoying, and we don't want to listen to them anymore. And then you would expect that they go, all right, we'll have these looked into, we'll get them shut off for you. You got to really rattle the cage sometimes.
Of course.
You got to make noise. You got to make your own noise.
You got to put a hashtag in front of a title and then give it to the news organization and hope that Sean sees it in the morning.
One of the easiest things to do, honest to God, is if you live in a community and there's something in the community that everybody agrees is annoying, you can get people rallied up about it.
Of course.
In my building for a long time, the elevators were like messed up. People kept breaking the sides off the elevators because they're animals. You're all animals who are doing that. And when they were doing this, everybody, also there would be a bunch of them shut down all the time. Everybody would complain about it. The elevator door would open, you would get in, and people would go, oh, broken again. And
I can't believe it.
Yeah, so they're so upset about this. And you could so easily, you could turn it into a Braveheart moment with no problems at all. You just go, I don't think we should take this anymore. I think we should tell them how we feel about it. And that's what happened with them and their sound. Congratulations. You're victorious, folks. I hope that they keep that off and find another situation or another solution to stop the dog pooping. Let's go to those dispatches. Here's Not Your Average Joe with a dispatch.
I'm dreaming of the just okay. Yeah. Holiday party, here we go. You'll see grandson playing, Sabrina slaying, and Sean get impaled with an arrow. Gonna hurt, ow! I'm dreaming of the just okay. Holiday party Friday night.
I like it.
Watch the freak show fires ignite. NCC Lane, try to stay upright. Can't wait, y'all. See you there.
That was really good.
Yeah, nice. I liked
it. What impresses me the most is when people make songs like that, that are like so well
constructed,
sung on the radio, and it's clear that they're in the car.
Yeah.
That they have made up those lyrics, memorized them. He did a beat on the steering wheel, and it's one of the best songs we've heard here on the radio.
And he didn't make the carnal sin. The carnal sin when you're doing one of those songs is when you wander off beat and we're trying to follow along with you, and what are you doing? That was great. Thank you. Here's Aztec Warrior.
Good morning, junkies. I had a question. Is it true that Julia Roberts is going to be a guest speaker for the Just Okay Holiday Party?
Who knows?
And my other question is Muffin Lady going to be okay with this? Since we all know that Sean has a huge crush on Julia Roberts.
I don't have a crush on Julia Roberts.
I was just wondering.
He wants to be Julia Roberts.
I don't want to be Julia Roberts. I don't care about Julia Roberts. We were talking last night about... there's people, staff, obviously, at Hard Rock that are going to help out with guest lists and things like that. And we were talking about putting just a couple of random celebrity names on there.
Like super famous celebrity names.
But the stuff that couldn't be somebody else, like if you had a Daniel Craig, right? And they're reading through the list and they say Daniel Craig. It could be a whole nother Daniel Craig. You're not going to go to that. But if there was like a Steven Spielberg, they're going to go, what?
Mm-hmm.
The person who's holding that sheet, and they're checking people into the event. They're like, where's he at?
Oh, let's browse the VIP. You know who's coming in? We got Muffin Lady. Okay, Jim Colbert is coming. He's got a plus one. Sure. Oh, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, and they're looking around. They're like, wow, at some moment here, this is a moment where I'm going to get to meet Steven Spielberg. So we'll toss him on the list just in case he's around. Here's Steezy.
Yo, guys, it's that end of the year time. Hyped to see everybody at the Just Okay party tomorrow, but I will preface that by saying, when my prophecy at the start of the year of all the dispatches sucking, if I see you at the Just Okay party and you tell me who you are and your dispatches sucked all year, I'm gonna call you out.
Uh-oh.
First and foremost, I'm just letting you know that right now, right to your face, I'll call you out. Sean, for New Year's resolutions, I know you were talking about last year quitting smoking.
It didn't work out.
It was hard for me to quit smoking as well. I don't like to be that person to push quitting smoking on any of my friends or anybody else like that. But if you want to know how I quit smoking, I was tripping on mushrooms and I smoked a cigarette. And as soon as I took that first inhale, I just felt the death coming in. And ever since then, I haven't picked up another cigarette. Still have the cravings, but I just know what's going on.
I like Steezy's method.
Try the methodology. Mushrooms, man. Might do you some good.
Yeah. Here's how this works for me, Steezy. I'll do the mushrooms and take a drag of my cigarette and go, these are even better like this. And now I got a mushroom problem and a smoking problem.
Wait a second. Why didn't I eat a whole cigarette before? I love mushrooms.
I do. It's gonna work worse for me, I think. I'm definitely going to quit smoking next year. I'm getting too old, and it's just having an impact on me, and I don't like it.
Yeah. Well, no, I really like it, but that's probably the addiction talking. I too would like to try to not smoke next year. However, the thought of it makes me want to have three cigarettes at the same time.
Yeah, just to get that out of the picture.
Like just one in each corner of the mouth and one right in the center?
Yeah, right there, and make it and take a picture. I have no idea, but what I think that would help us is the competitiveness, at least for me. So let's put a wager on it. Let's put a prank to it. Let's say the loser gets this, whoever breaks first, then, you know, we'll be able to push each other.
How can you tell other than just everybody has to be honest?
The honor system.
The honor system in play. You're not going to know if somebody cheats. There's not a test that you can have where you go, oh, you definitely smoked a cigarette yesterday. I don't know. For me, the best way to do it, and I know a lot of people have said the same thing, I'm knocking on all of the wood right now because I don't want to get sick. But if you get sick, like if you get the flu, you're not able to smoke. And 2-3 days go by, and that's the perfect way to go, I haven't smoked in 2 or 3 days. Now we're into 4 days and 5 days and 6 days. That's a good time to actually do that. Let's talk to Sean. You're on Real Radio. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Junkies?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, literally seconds after Nancy's dispatch. Same thing happened. 1-408 and my exact same phone number.
So it's exactly like your phone number. What, like a couple digits changed?
No, it was 1-408 instead of 407 and my exact same phone number.
What are the next three after 408? 1-408.
247.
247. So all those were the same.
All those were the same, and so were the last four.
What, and the last four were what?
Okay, come on, man.
I let him right there. Did you answer the call?
No.
No, good idea. Don't do that. And just I let everything right now go to voicemail because there's so much of that stuff out there. Everybody's trying to screw you out of something. We don't have a day go by. True story. We don't have a day go by at iHeartMedia where there's not an email from IT that says basically the security alert of the day.
Oh, yeah.
We have people trying to gain access. Here's what the email looks like. Do not open this. Do not click this link.
And I was the reason for one of them, I will proudly say.
You clicked one?
Oh, I was the reason why it went out as an email. Like a virus was sent to me. I clicked it. And then when it opened up, I was like, this looks extremely fishy. Let me send it to the engineer. And then about half an hour later, the entire market got the email saying, do not do what Sabrina did.
Some of them are so clever. They like the thing they've been doing a lot now, at least just to businesses, it's like somebody has sent you a file.
Yeah, DocuSign.
Uh-huh.
And they'll take DocuSign's logo, but then you click it, and it's a virus taking over your computer and take your identity.
And then everything gets shut down. The company goes under. It's just, it's not good. Here's my best friend.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Where Wilson hands out free cocaine.
Oh, no.
And all the blame gets placed on C-Lane. And Sabrina makes puns without shame.
That's right. Damn right.
Thank you. Here's Mumbles.
Gonna tell, hey, honey, I love you, baby. I love you, honey.
What?
But my girl back in the day, this is back in the 60s now, with the halter tops and the skipping school.
Where
and
are you going?
Hanging out when you're 12 and dating guys that are 16, 17 with Harleys, and you pull up to dad's house with a guy on a Harley, and you're just turned 13. Oh boy, back in the day.
What 16-year-old drives a Harley?
What is going on?
I don't know.
I had no idea what he was talking about.
He just was moving fast.
Shrooms and a cigarette?
Maybe. Here's Rick with a dispatch.
Hey, news junkies. Rick from Frank Gay. Hey, guys. I just want to say I am so amped about the party tomorrow. Man, am I going to get super drunk. I just can't wait. We're going to have a good time. I can't wait to see the chat fam there, see everyone. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean, for putting this together. Every year it gets better and better.
No problem.
We love it, man. See you guys tomorrow. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
And make sure to get him on the employee list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In order to prove that, you have to have something with the iHeart logo on it.
Yeah, just walk right in. You're going to give people now access to just make their way into this event for free.
No, absolutely not.
They'll all print out iHeart shirts. It'll be like iHeart staff or something like that. And you know how it works. We made our way to the very same venue into a private party just because we act like we acted like we belonged there.
Yeah, but that was different. That was
Tupperware.
For Tupperware. If you say Tupperware at the door, they're going to look at you like you're crazy and probably call security.
Yeah, it's not going to work this time. Here's that one guy.
Good morning, news junkies.
Morning.
And crew. So I woke up relatively late today. Like, wicked late. I was actually over an hour late to work. And when I got here, my boss got up in my face and was like, why are you so late? Now, what would you do in my situation? Would you tell him that you were up all night making sweet, passionate love to your spouse?
No.
Almost to the point where you almost broke your bed? Or do you just say personal matters? Because I went with the former option and he didn't take too kindly to it. So I'm kind of like on a probationary period.
Get it together.
It's all that fancy jazz. Any hoodles. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop, guys.
You don't tell your boss you were late because you were up having sex with your wife last night.
I was
night.
Up banging it out last night. That's why I'm late.
How is that ever going to end? Like, you think your boss is the ultimate bro and he's going to go, all right, man, bring it in, bring it in. Okay, I know how that is. No, it's not going to happen that way. He's going to go, what? Probationary period. One more for now. Here's Korean barbecue.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you.
Long time no dispatch. What's up, C-Lane?
Yo!
You had to eat Angel Oreos, didn't you?
You did it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Poor little C-Lane.
Poor little C-Lane. Well, he got the Oreos out of it. He admitted to it. He got ice cream and Oreos. I don't see anything in poor little C-Lane about that. It sounds like you were the winner of this whole deal.
Sounds like a show.
Winner, winner, cookie dinner.
Yeah. All right. Well, I did want to tell you guys, if you're looking for gifts for people, or you have a list of people you have to buy stuff for that you're looking for?
I do, and many of them have given me absolutely nothing as far as what to get them for Christmas.
That happens every year. And then you go, what the hell am I going to roll the dice on here? And then, no matter what you get somebody, they're going to go, oh, wow. And then behind your back, this is so stupid. This guy doesn't know me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have anybody on your list who also is big into grilling?
Do I?
Yes.
All right. I think this is the dumbest thing in the world.
Okay. That's not helpful at all.
But maybe that's because I'm not a grill guy.
But, Dad, you're getting one.
This, I guess, is one of the more popular toys for men between the ages like 35, 54-ish. Those kind of guys, a guy who likes his grill and that kind of stuff, they now have what is essentially a Roomba for your grill, which like drives around on top of your grill and cleans off the grill, which it can't do that while it's on, I'm thinking, because it just burned to pieces.
You would melt it.
If that happens. So only when it's off. And if you're so lazy, what's a big grill? Is it a couple feet long or something? I mean, I don't know much
but
about grills.
It's not the size. I think it's how thorough you have to be.
I could definitely scrub with one of those wire brushes better than this little.
Sean, I don't trust you anywhere near it because you just said you have to make sure it's off, right? That means you would have maybe thrown it in the fire.
I'm saying if I opened my grill and it looked crusty, like our family grill always did. You take the wire brush and you just have
it. And then the wires
it.
Fall off and you consume it by accident and die.
That probably yeah. occurred at least once.
Better off either getting one of those stones or bristle-free options or just balling up a big old wad of aluminum foil and just rubbing.
Scraping it with that?
Yeah.
This thing is called the GrillBot, though. If you're interested, if you got somebody on your list, maybe it's an option for you.
It's
I just don't think it's that useful. The area you're cleaning, the reason a Roomba is great is because you might have a big house and the Roomba just keeps going all the time while you're gone, it cleans.
It's definitely not worth $80.
No. No, I mean, it's one of those things that somebody might open and go, cool.
What's it for?
Never going to use it.
My dad would use that in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
he loves the technology.
He loves the gadgets, but would it be a long-term thing that he kept using? I don't know.
No, it would be something that he uses and then I steal from the house 3 years later.
Or he just wires it and makes it something else.
The man has a Roomba with a camera on it. Why? I don't know, but he has it.
Just in case you need that. He's got cameras all over that house.
Yeah, he does.
There's a lot of stories about that. When we come back, Anderson Cooper, he says he didn't send out this tweet that was directed at Trump. So what exactly happened? Who's telling the truth? Who's lying? I think this one has been figured out. Details when we come back. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Because today is a new day and another chance to give up completely.
This is what it's come to. Afternoon unemployed drinking.
Real Radio. Yo. 104.1. From
Real Radio.
The game of magnets. Taking over the world one terrible person at a time. This is the News Junkie.
I think it's time we unleash the News Junkie investigation crew on a very particular story. Because this week we had the election of Roy Moore and Doug Jones, and we had those two going back and forth. And, of course, Doug Jones was victorious. He had that really cringeworthy Teach Me How to Dougie moment. And everybody was blabbing about the results of the election. Afterwards, and remember, when you're doing this kind of stuff, like if you work at CNN and Anderson Cooper is doing the coverage, he might be up till 12:30, 1 o'clock, late covering this as the results are coming in. And then they get out of there whenever they get out of there. So at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, there's a tweet from Anderson Cooper's Twitter account, his official Twitter account. And it takes some pot shots at President Trump, like a direct reply to President Trump. And very quickly, CNN goes, you know what? The phone was hacked. The Twitter account was compromised. And we're trying to talk with Twitter to get control of Anderson Cooper's account once again. And a mystery began to unfold before our very eyes. What exactly happened here? Was Anderson Cooper lying? Did he really get angry and mean tweet at President Trump? Was CNN lying? Was there a nefarious hacker who, once he gained access to Anderson Cooper's Twitter account, decided the only thing he wanted to do was send one stupid tweet at President Trump? There's an update on this. And here's what they said. This is from CNN. They say they have an investigation underway. And they're looking into this to figure out exactly what happened. Geolocation tools confirm that the tweet in question was not sent from Anderson Cooper's phone. Okay? That seems to put Anderson Cooper in the clear. But Anderson was in Washington, and we have proof the tweet was sent from New York from a phone belonging to his assistant. Now, here's the part where it gets a little bit, they're telling a lie. His assistant inadvertently left his phone unlocked and unattended at the gym early this morning.
Okay.
Somebody took the phone and sent the tweet. His assistant, who has worked with Anderson for more than a decade, is the only other person with access to Anderson's Twitter account. Okay. Right, buddy. So what we are to believe is that this guy, who's an assistant, had a phone that he left out. Somebody got that phone, got access to the account, and the only thing they wanted to do was send that one stupid tweet. He's lying!
I don't know.
He's lying.
Maybe. It has to be quick. It's not like, you know, you only get so much time to tweet out something.
You could tweet anything if you had access to that account. You would not do that. What happened there is simple. The assistant for Anderson Cooper probably has some other either personal account or like, you know, just like sock puppet account, an account that he says whatever he wants on it. It can't be tied back to his business. A lot of people have multiple accounts And then there's the Tuttles of the world who have like 6,515 accounts.
Yes.
And they use these for different things. And in this case, I think the assistant forgot to switch back from Anderson Cooper's official account to another one, posted this tweet, and then came up with this ridiculous story.
Why not just tell the part where, hey, I meant to do it from another account. I'm sorry I put it on Anderson Cooper. Sorry I pissed anybody off.
My bad.
Yeah, why? I think it's when you just start the line.
Well, I mean, does he necessarily want to distance himself from the comment?
Maybe. I don't think the comment damages Anderson Cooper. I think that it's just, you know, you said, look, my assistant, that's his point of view and his opinion. Accidentally, it was done on my account. We have had a discussion. This won't happen again. But
something that could easily happen to you and I.
Yeah, but he did the thing, and we've all done this at one point in our lives. He did the thing where he goes, I swear it wasn't me, and then now you're stuck.
Saw the marks on my shoulder.
And if you're stuck in that way, you have to either come up with an alternative way that this happened, however implausible it may be, or you have to tell people that you are lying, and this dude is definitely lying. So the assistant said, he inadvertently left his phone unlocked and unattended at the gym, which, who does that? Your phone is unlocked. Everybody's phone auto-locks, do they not? Is there anybody who has a phone now that doesn't auto-lock when you put it down?
I mean, some people. Before we got the iPhone, well, the one that allowed you to unlock via thumbprint, I left it unlocked because it was annoying to type in the password every time.
Yeah.
However, I'm not Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, or his assistant, and I just don't buy that that's happening. So that the phone is just left out there. The phone doesn't have a lock on it. Somebody just happens to open it up. They just happen to see that there's Anderson Cooper's Twitter account, and they just happen to do that tweet to President Trump.
Yeah, I learned, I think, after like 2 or 3 nefarious Facebook posts from leaving my phone on the bar and the staff picking it up and updating my Facebook, lock time for sure, for life.
Yeah, you got to have it. And when people did take your phone, did anybody ever just tweet at President Trump?
Nope, they updated my Facebook. I just pooped big.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's what you're going to get. If Anderson Cooper's Twitter account said, I just pooped big, and had an emoji or something, now I'm buying your story. Now I think maybe it was a prank and somebody was up to something. Over in Lakeland, Florida, there was a bad incident that turned into a great windfall for some very excited people. You see, a train collided with a semi-truck and did a hell of a lot of damage. What? Who was that? You just say, you want to tell a story about a hunter? Or?
Yeah.
Or are you trying to record commercials?
Just trying to talk to C-Lane. I don't know why the talkback button stopped working at that point.
Is it broken again? Remember when our mics got stuck on that one time and we couldn't turn the microphones off?
Awesome.
Okay, I can't hear you now. Yeah, okay. Well, anyhow, the train collide. Now I can hear you again.
Sean's such a little bitch.
No, you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, I did that on purpose.
The train collided with a semi that had stalled on the tracks there in the Lakeland area. Inside this this trailer was a whole giant delivery of bacon.
Ooh.
The truck driver got out, and he tried to call CSX. Like, because the truck was stuck on the tracks. There was nothing he could do. So he's like, oh, damn, a train's going to come soon. And he calls, and he's like, CSX, if you got a train coming, please shut it down. You know, there is a vehicle that is going to be stuck here. You need to be aware of this. They didn't get the information somehow, and the crash left behind scattered boxes of frozen food, among them beef, seafood, bacon, and shrimp in there, and both halves of the semi were removed, but the mess was massive. And what did they do? This was the company that owned this truck where all the seafood and meat was all over the place. Colorado Meat and Seafood Company said, we don't want it anymore. So they just start getting a dumpster and throwing this stuff out. Everybody in the neighborhood said, oh, hell no. And they all ran up and they just started grabbing giant handfuls of all the different stuff that was there on the scene.
Is it still frozen?
Yeah, it's still frozen.
Hell yes.
And there's like video of these guys with just racks of shrimp and beef, and they're running down the sidewalk to get back home, to rush back to get some more.
Would have had the biggest party.
Oh, man. All the food, and I guess they didn't care because it was going to go to waste anyways. They were just throwing it in the dumpster. But the neighbors said, let's go get this thing. Here's one of them.
See, I wouldn't take nothing home like that. Something been on the ground. But some people so hungry, they wash it off. That's, you know. Everybody needs something for Christmas.
He said, everybody needs something for Christmas. I wouldn't take anything like that home that's been on the ground, but some people...
Why not? You just wipe the dirt off and you're good to go.
Yeah, run it under some water or something. That stuff is still good. They said for an hour, all these people in this neighborhood descended on the accident scene. And they allowed them just to take all the food that they wanted. Hey, at least they got some use out of it, right? I mean, mm-hmm. That the worst case scenario is when you see people just throwing tons of food away as opposed to people going there and making use of it. Otherwise, it's all going to be rotting in a dumpster somewhere. That's what you don't want to happen. Good news, folks. I have more information. Ceiling, you're going to need to pay attention to this.
All right.
You want to be old, don't you? Don't you want to live a nice, long life?
Sure-ish.
Oh, you want to cut it off at some point? Like, no. What would be too old for you?
I don't know, like 90.
You 90's it, and you're done?
90's good, right?
I want to go out at 69.
There's different 90s. There's 90 where you're frail. You could be pushed over.
Where am I still driving?
There's 90 where the person's still cool and they're there.
You're right. It depends on your build and your level of healthiness.
So not going to be good for us then.
Yeah, I have to constantly get reminded on how old my roommate's dad is, and I go, oh, that's right. The guy acts like he's 55 sometimes.
How old is he?
I think he's like 80.
See, sometimes 80 is, man, you're healthy, you're moving, you're in great shape, you got all your mental faculties, and then sometimes my 80, if I make it to 80, will just be, I'm definitely pooping my pants. I mean, there's a lot of damage done to the body.
Ew.
I have dementia.
Probably.
Diabetes. It's not good. You look at me and you go, mercy kill. Right, like it's
like he's not gonna last a long time. Like even if he gets scared, he probably might die.
Yeah, just like there could be a little bit of a fright in the room, and it would take me out. I would be very, very weak. This guy, however, his name is Francisco Nunez Oliveira, and he is celebrating his 113th birthday.
Yay.
So
yeah, that's
pretty old, right? 113. You could have a teenager next to you and say, I am 100 years older than you.
Happy birthday! Yeah. Oh.
Born in what? That makes it 1904, I guess? Holy cow. This guy was a farmer and...
A farmer.
Lived in Spain and lived in the mountains of Morocco. And he had all kinds of stuff going on. So what do? They always ask them, what's the secret? How did you make it so far? How did you live to be 113 years old? Well, this gentleman who has 4 children and 9 grandchildren attributes his long life to a diet of homegrown vegetables and a daily glass of red wine.
How cute.
No. I mean, I'm not a vegetable guy, so I'm not making it that far. He also had his traditional sponge cake, which is the worst kind of cake, in case you were wondering.
Oh, my God, you sound miserable. Be happy the guy's alive.
I don't like vegetables. I don't like sponge cake.
Enjoy. You're 113, dude. Don't eat a sponge cake. Go for something really delicious, like a cake that when you eat it, you know your your sugar level is jumping.
A cake that when you eat it, you keel over and die.
Right.
That's the best cake ever.
You know, if I was him, I'd get, oh, God. You know what I get? I've seen so many people with this now. They are spreading across the country right now. Insomnia cookies. And there's one bad thing about insomnia cookies. They have enough locations. Remember that rule where if you have enough locations, that you have to put the caloric information on the menu? And so...
There have been restaurants that have sort of branched off and changed the names of half of them.
Yeah, they've split them.
Yeah.
They split their company into different names so that they don't have to do this. And I see why now. Because were I to be 113, I'd be drinking a whole bottle of Captain Morgan, and I'd be eating one of those damn insomnia cookies
ice cream cookies, if you look at the menu, they tell you it's like 1,900 calories or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You know, the other bad part about Insomnia cookies,
what's that?
Is that they deliver.
I know.
And they're open till 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's everything about it is about as dangerous as you possibly could get. So, Francisco Nunez Oliveira, I want you to go out next year, if you make it that far, have something a little bit more indulgent than a damn sponge cake and a glass of milk.
Listen, he has been alive and on this earth for 113 years. If that's what makes him happy and his little old brain, then he's going to do what he wants. He chose sponge cake because he likes sponge cake, or he has a hard time eating other cake.
Man, oh yeah, it could be that.
If I made it to 113 years old and they asked me what your secret was, the answer would most definitely have to be stem cells. Just all of the pig stem heart. Cells.
You use them all at once. To get to 113, man, I don't know if I would want to make it that far. I don't see a picture of him, but I hope he's having a great birthday.
Oh, he looks like a happy guy.
He's hanging in there?
Yeah.
Just barely.
I don't think he's sitting down in the pictures, but it doesn't look like he's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, not yet, but dead before you know it, I'm sure. Francisco Nunez Oliveira, happy birthday, friend. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Preparing you
for the impending robot uprising.
This is the News Junkie.
Some of your dispatches and some more details on the party tomorrow in just a moment. You guys know Morgan Spurlock, right? See, you ran into the guy one time, didn't you?
Yeah, at Fit Henry's.
At Morgan Spurlock is the guy from, he's done a bunch of stuff. I liked Rats, the documentary he did about rats in New York City.
I never saw that. I just saw the Super Size Me. That's
Super Size. That was his most popular.
I think so.
Then he has the greatest movie ever sold.
I started that, and I think you would like that. I never finished it, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, I've seen that one. It was all right. He's had a bunch of stuff. He's had one where it was about the commercialization of Christmas. He's had a bunch of stuff. But the big one, without a doubt, was Super Size Me, which is a cult documentary hit. And all of a sudden, as he's on this tour talking about how he's doing Super Size Me 2, like he's doing this second version.
With what, Burger King or something?
I don't know. You know what? The weirdest thing was I saw somewhere it said Super Size Me 2 something chicken. So it might be about chickens or... I have no clue, but he's working on the second version.
Holy
now.
Chicken.
Is that what? Yeah, Holy Chicken. Super Size Me 2 Holy Chicken is what he's working on. And he's going around and doing some interviews. And just out of the blue yesterday... He outs himself in this whole Me Too, Harvey Weinstein fallout. And he does this whole long post online. He said, I'm part of the problem. And writes a post about an encounter he had with some woman where they were drunk. He said he and the girl got drunk and they took off their clothes. She said she didn't want to have sex, so we laid together and talked and kissed and laughed. Then we started having sex. The woman started to cry. Spurlock says, I tried to comfort her to make her feel better. I thought I was doing okay. I believe she was feeling better. She believed she was raped. And then he went on about how he cheated on all of his wives and girlfriends and just laid it all out there. Maybe he thought that somebody was sniffing around, trying to put together a report, or that there was the inevitable story headed his way. He's one of the first people, though, at least that I could think of right now, that has outed themselves in the wake of this whole thing.
Maybe that's the best move. I mean, it's funny you mention that because I had a very quick and weird conversation yesterday just running into somebody that I know from the downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, I was listening to you on the radio and like, it's crazy with all this sexual allegation stuff. If I was a public figure, then I would have so many against me. And I'm like, haha. And he's like, yeah, back in the day, it's just I used to grab butts all the time. And you know, that's just how it was. I'm like, well, you can't do that now. And I think people should be held accountable for the bad things that they do and be called out. And now you get news like this, where either you have a lot of men thinking like, one, oh, I would be caught if I was famous.
Yeah.
Or two, thinking back on the things that they did before and wondering if they were in the wrong at the time and never even thought about it.
I think there's different types of people. And I don't know, maybe it's just like something in my character. I don't grab people. I don't grab other human beings. And a lot of these things are, the stories are, oh, there's a photograph and he slipped his fingers in my ass crack. And I'm like, I would hover hand over sea lane or something in the photo. Rather, I'm never getting in there and grabbing somebody or doing any of these things. It's just people who, I don't know if you grow up different, if you don't have the right respect for other people around you. It doesn't happen with me,
right,
because I'm not.
But it happens
touchy.
With other people.
Sure,
it's obvious now.
Well, he's the first person I've seen that has come out and outed themselves as being a part of this whole thing. Almost like he was, hey, I'm being left out over here. I'm working on Super Size Me 2. A Holy Chicken, is that what it was?
Holy Chicken.
Holy Chicken, whatever that's going to be about. Let me get myself out there and injected into this whole thing. Another radio guy, too, Tavis Smiley, was in trouble for
that
some stuff.
Can't be his real name.
Yeah, you don't know this guy?
Tavis Smiley?
Yeah, he's a PBS and then like an NPR guy. NPR has been hit hard. You would have thought, oh, wow, there's going to be sexual assault allegations. Any kind of hot talk radio, all the guys are going to get busted for grabbing asses.
Right.
NPR is the one that has just been annihilated by this with some of their biggest talent.
Well, I mean, we used to just do our sexual assaulting on the radio.
Part
just
of a bit,
on the
yeah.
air, it's a bit. You know,
you mix in a mouse track, a mouse trap, and it makes it easier to hide under, I guess.
But there, you know, they got to do that... buttoned up, slow talking, pause heavy radio.
Oh, I don't like that.
You can do that. I mean, you may not like it, but NPR, you can do that. People can talk like on the radio without groping women.
Yes, it's
possible.
It is possible to do both those things, but it seems like they've been harder hit than any other radio outlet. It is that way. They've had at least four major talents.
You think because they don't like talk loud enough that maybe the person was just like, would you mind if I showed you my junk right now?
They didn't hear any of the conversation.
Would you mind if I just masturbated in front of you and into this plant?
But the other guy who got caught in it, oh, what was his name? Damn it, Lake Wobegon guy? Oh, man.
Oh, DJ Lake
Wobegon. No. They don't got my DJ names on NPR.
I know, Sean.
Oh, damn it. I'll figure it out here. The Lake Wobegon guy. He was, it's going to kill me. Garrison Keillor. He is a guy who everybody, when they heard that one, said, of all the people, him, and now you got Tavis Smiley, and they continue. Let's go to your dispatchers.
Now here. He's Tavis Frowny.
Here is Care Bear.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, Sean, C-Lane, and Sabrina.
Oh.
So super stoked for tomorrow night's party. Do have a question, though. Is there a dress code? Are we doing ugly Christmas sweaters? Are we dressing up? Are
Whatever
we
you want.
Going casual? Let us know, because I have to go shopping tonight and I need to know what I'm buying. So please and thank you. And it's so excited to meet everybody that we have all connected through Facebook and through the chat room. So cannot wait for tomorrow night.
Nice. We'll see you out there. Yeah, I think people, it's a weird mix of things. You have to be careful on Universal property. You can't wear masks and stuff.
Right. No, you can't wear a costume. I mean, you should have to bring it with you or somehow. But you have to wear clothes.
Yeah.
Other than that, we don't really have a dress code.
Whatever you're comfortable in. You can dress up a little bit. There'll definitely be people that are dressed up. There'll be people that are just wearing comfortable clothes. Just come looking to have a good time. That's the most important thing. Here's Bring Me a Beer.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
This morning I was watching the police footage of the guy who got shot down in the hotel, the one who they say was brandishing the rifle for the animal removal.
Right.
Which is just weird because, I mean, that guy has the right to carry those, and they weren't on him. And what's even more crazy is, you know, we used to do bird shoots when I was younger inside Walmarts, Targets, and whatnot. And a lot of times it was during... You know, while the store was open, 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd go out there, store still open, people walking around right there off of 50. I'm just thinking back now, imagine if a cop seen me in there with a rifle.
It could happen.
Just aiming around, looking for this stupid little bird. doesn't ask me what I'm doing there, and just opens fire.
If you don't know what he's talking about the Daniel Shaver video. Still amazing that that jury found the police officer in the case of the murder, I think, of Daniel Shaver not guilty. Just stuns me to watch that video and go, how did they come to this conclusion? And then there, I heard some arguments about that. They said, he was just following police training. Well, if that's what police training is, then police training needs to be changed so it doesn't lead to people killing other people in a case like Daniel Shaver presented to everybody who investigated. When we come back, we'll do the next episode with Sabrina. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The kind of crew who types the word functioning in bold, italic, and underline. This is the News Junkie.
The next episode with Sabrina in just a moment. There's a lot of rumblings that there's going to be some big political bombshell story this afternoon. I don't know what it is yet, but you're getting a lot of people who work at Politico.com who are starting to go, hey, heads up, you might want to look at Politico this afternoon. Something's happening. Is it another politician wrapped up in one of these scandals? Is it somebody who's related to the Russia investigation? God only knows. But there's something that everybody will be talking about that's going to drop this afternoon in the political world. Tomorrow's the big day, the 4th annual Just Okay Holiday Party, the night where we want to see you out there, and we're going to show you the time of your life. Because we've got freak show performers, we've got viral stars like Joker Gang Gang, Frankie McDonald will be making a satellite appearance. Some others that we're working on that don't yet want to get out there because the secrets will be revealed throughout the evening. Everybody who gets their general admission ticket right now, you're going to get a magnet, a limited edition magnet, to play Game of Magnets when you arrive and access to the vault. All that is going to be yours. Just get those tickets now. So it's 407-351-LIVE. That's the best way to get them right to the Hard Rock box office. You call them up, you say, look, I'm looking to go to the Just Okay Holiday Party. I want 5 billion tickets. And they say, yes, sir. They'll give me your credit card number. Boom, done. 407-351-LIVE. It's 407-351-7625. When you discuss that with them, they'll get you all set up, and we'll see you out there tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live from Hard Rock Live, from backstage, as we put together the final pieces for the big event tomorrow. And quickly, I wanted to thank somebody. We did our bike drive last week, and it was a huge success. The bikes are still coming in over at Nation's Trucks. And Nation's Trucks has been so good to us.
They really have.
They always step up. They always help us out. And they helped us because we had a problem with the charity. And there was an issue where we had to get the bike stored somewhere. They've been holding these bikes and taking more in at Nation's Trucks and Saver ever since. Now we've got to get those bikes to the charity because the problem is resolved. And we wouldn't be able to do that if somebody doesn't step up.
Exactly. And we have had someone step up. And a huge shout out and thank you to College Hunks Hauling Junk.
Yeah, oh, awesome.
Yeah, they've helped us out in the past. And they're good. They always get the job done right.
They're good people. They're good looking.
Yeah, they are hunky.
We know, have worked closely with them several times, even in my personal life, that they've helped me out.
Yeah.
So, and on top of it, they've stepped up and they're taking all the bikes, which is probably close to like 340 now.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, this damn, it's crawling up on 350 bikes, and that's a pain in the ass. It just is. It's a pain in the ass to load a truck full of those and to bring them over, but they believe in the cause. And remember that. I mean, at some point in 2018, you go moving from one apartment to another, finally getting that house. You have a lot of options, a lot of people that will help you out. Think of the people that you heard doing something good. And in this case, thanks so much to College Hunks Hauling Junk for helping us out to wrap up the bike drive. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Hey, witch doctor, give us the magic words.
All right. You go ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, wada-wada-ping-tang.
All
Oot, ee, oo, ah. Ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Oot, ee, oo, ah. Ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Been singing that song for a while?
Yeah, I nailed that
Hello.
One. That's the guy who did Alvin and the Chipmunks. You know that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not.
Yep.
That'll be on trivia for tomorrow.
He found out he had a bunch of recording equipment, and he found out that he could really slow down his voice or really speed up his voice, and that's what he made his whole career off. I
told the witch doctor that guy. I was
yeah.
David Seville.
Oh, I hate you. This is so catchy, too.
It's stuck in your head. Yeah. No, you get all the time.
Ah.
It's it's been a distracting morning.
You're all right.
Are you guys ready for the best next episode you've ever heard
Let's
today?
Do. Let's light this on fire.
40 years ago, 1977, Sean, you were alive, and you remember when this film debuted
was not alive.
In theaters.
That's John Travolta.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever is right, but I will give you a point because I was going to ask who starred in it.
I had.
But C-Lane gets 2 points.
You want to talk about earworms? And this is so corny. I had a week, at least a week. I don't want to exaggerate. A week of my life where I had stuck in my head on a loop.
This one or
yeah.
Superstition?
No, this one right here. Oh. And I'd be walking around and be like, and I couldn't get rid of it for the life of me.
Speaking of people being alive, Bon Jovi will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This is very exciting. They will be inducted thanks to their innovative, groundbreaking, and record-setting use of hairspray.
Yeah. Yeah, and catchy songs that they still sing at bars to this day.
Bon Jovi actually will be the first members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's new Ironic Wing. So congratulations, boys.
You know what I like? There's nothing more 80s than the name of Bon Jovi's breakthrough album, Slippery When Wet.
Slippery When Wet.
I think is the name. It's like so 80s.
And
just
that's what their cover band
up.
Is called, too.
Is
the
it?
One that makes their rounds across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gwen Stefani has recently told a newspaper or online news outlet.
Told somebody
that she and her boo, Blake Shelton, communicate in a special way. They communicate through song, which is beautiful.
They talk to each other just singing all day.
Do I look fat in this little black dress? Can you make me a sandwich, baby? You never take my side. You're such a piece of crap.
It is a little more pleasing than just yelling at each other.
You guys should try it at home with your significant others. Can we just get this out of the way real quick?
Oh, boy.
What do women taking pictures with Al Franken get this time of year?
No. Every time you have to stipulate.
It's just two of them.
We don't use anything from radio show prep services, but Sabrina is so intrigued by, what's the guy's name again?
His name is Charlie.
Charlie, who does his terrible jokes.
You get him on the phone sometime next year.
So she ironically presents these.
Yes, it's ironic, of course.
What was it? I forgot.
It's not like my jokes are any better, but what do women taking pictures with Al Franken get this time of the year?
Grope? Butt grabs? Touched?
I got nothing.
A Christmas goose.
Oh.
Name guys with big packages.
Christopher Lane.
UPS drivers and John Hamm.
It was right there, right?
See, Lane, you're going to be excited about this. This gal right here will be the very first black woman to receive the Cecile B. DeMille Award.
The Cecil B. DeMille or something like that.
Is it Cecil after the line?
Who knows?
No, Cecil B. DeMille Award. This gal.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey is right.
I was like, that voice is familiar.
Now, 2/3 of the way through the Golden Globe Awards, someone famous presents the Cecil B. DeMille Award to someone arguably more famous who then gives a big speech that people cry or cheer about, right? Now, this is a good time to use the restroom most of the time, but this year you stick around because Oprah Winfrey's getting that statue, baby. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but this was like last year when Viola Davis presented Meryl Streep and then she talked smack about football and Trump, I think.
Yeah.
So now it's going to a talented individual who's made an incredible impact. Let me pause this because the best part's coming up.
Oh.
See, Lane's favorite right. part. At
oh,
least.
I think it already came by.
Oh, man.
It's okay.
Okay. Now, the many things that she's done, according to Deadline, Color Purple, the talk show, of course, her favorite things. At times, she gave a brand new car to everyone in her audience. Now, she deserves it, and we love Oprah. Now, Oprah Winfrey is the fourth black actor to receive the award. Sidney Poitier received the honor in 1982. Poitier. What?
Sidney Poitier.
That's exactly how I said it. Freeman in 2012, Denzel Washington in 2016. Out of 64 recipients of the award, 14 have been women, the 14th being last year's winner, Meryl Streep, and 15th, Winfrey. Diversity in Hollywood. You aren't doing so great, but setting aside the fact that Hollywood Foreign Press Association has somehow only found four black people and only one black woman in the history of this award fit to receive it, we have to say congratulations to Oprah.
You got a good voice.
Also, congratulations to someone who broke a 15-year record for this video game.
007.
007. GoldenEye is right. An animated Australian man has sent the gaming community into a frenzy by smashing a record that stood for 15 years.
He's animated?
He was with how he reacts to everything. After spending 250 hours attempting to break it, his name is Carl Jobst from Brisbane. He wrote himself into the history books, finishing the damn level of iconic Nintendo 64 video game GoldenEye 007 in 52 seconds. He beat the previous record of 53 seconds set by Brian Bosshart back in 2002. And this is him actually getting the record.
What a run.
What a run. Heavy breathing.
I'll just be happy knowing that I clutched that. Oh.
Sounds like he's...
That's
water
real.
Ron.
Masturbating.
This, I don't know.
Joke's on you. He is masturbating.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So that's him winning. And did I say 007? Because I meant that he was pleasuring himself. Yeah. I guess gamers who call themselves speedrunners commit themselves to beating levels as quickly as possible and then challenge others. And this run was perfection.
Yeah, there was
obviously.
There was a guy recently on, I think, Twitch. Or is that the one where you play video games and live stream? Twitch, who I think we talked about it, but I don't remember. He beat the record for beating Mario.
The whole game?
The original one. I think maybe blindfolded. I don't remember if that
blindfolded?
Was a part of it.
What the hell? That's stupid.
People have too much time on their hands.
Opening ceremony. It's, I guess, a website that offers... I honestly have never heard of it until this article came out. But I guess it offers every once in a while a section where you get a gift guide. And it's called Crazy Gifts. And in terms of price, they totally are. The fashion brand is offering a 5 one-of-a-kind experience for shoppers, each of which costs $1,000, if not more.
What do I get for my $1,000?
Well, the good news, the hefty price tags are actually donations. Now, up for grabs for $1,000, you, Sean, could get a video message from Jonah Hill.
I'm going to pass on that.
The proceeds will be donated to Swing Left, an organization that benefits Democratic candidates in swing districts. Also for $1,000, Whoopi Goldberg is offering a video message as well. If you even cared about Just Okay Holiday Party, and perhaps you would have gotten Whoopi to introduce
I would like it for that. I'd rather slap Jonah Hill. He seems like somebody I'd like to slap.
Fat Jonah Hill or skinny Jonah Hill?
Both of them. He's very annoying in interviews.
Oh, I like him a lot. Ren and Stimpy fans, with $3,000 to spare, you can get a custom Ren and Stimpy style rendering of you and a friend drawn by the show's illustrators.
That's cool.
And that goes to the ACLU. The highest price tag belongs to the $5,000 New York City Ballet and Justin Peck package. Customer who buys this will get to watch a private rehearsal, get a backstage tour, and see a performance with Mr. Peck, the resident choreographer, the New York City Ballet. All this going to the educational programs, a public school residency. So the crazy gifts are for a reason, which is actually really nice. Now, if you don't have a whole bunch of money, you could get clothing, jewelry, accessories. Like they have some really fun earrings for $250, a $1,000 puffy silver coat. And also,
it's expensive.
They have these for $50.
These
nuts!
Oh. You know what my favorite...
Jesus.
fundraiser thing, auction or whatever that's been going on right now that's kind of been spread on Facebook is the South Park one. Have you watched the video?
Yeah, where you can get animated into the crowd.
That would be so awesome. Yeah.
See, what's cool about Omaze, though, is that you can donate $1 or $5 and it's just a chance to win. Like this... You pay $1,000, you don't get a chance really before $1,000.
Yeah, it's kind of oddball stuff, though.
Google has released its most searched terms of the year in the U.S., and here's a rundown of the top three in 10 of the categories with a fun little award. Most searched people, Prince Harry's new fiance actress Meghan Markle, Harvey Weinstein, and Matt Lauer, as in, who do I call if Matt Lauer showed me his penis? Most searched actors, Meghan Markle, Kevin Spacey, Gal Gadot.
Man, the Markle woman is getting a bunch of searches.
Markle Sparkle is what we call her.
Do you?
Back at
Who's we?
Moose Club.
At the Moose Club. I'm learning a lot today.
Most searched musicians, Linkin Park, Cardi B, and Lil Pump. Search songs, Despacito, Humble, and Bad and Bougie. Most searched sports teams, boys, of course, the Yankees, the Houston Astros, and the Boston Celtics. And most searched dead people, Tom Petty, Aaron Hernandez, Chris Cornell, Bill Paxton, fourth, followed by Hugh Hefner.
No,
so congratulations.
Damn, Hugh Hefner didn't even get in the top three?
No, he didn't. Maybe next year.
Sad.
Finally, I'll leave you with this. Post Malone, you know him, right? Mm-hmm. He's a very popular rap artist.
Yeah.
And he is talking about another rap artist, this one in particular.
Jay-Z.
That is... Future.
Future is right. Oh, my God. Who are you? This,
you know, just
street
hip.
Cred.
Just hip being hip over here.
Well, he says, I've been a big Future fan for quite some time. He's Trap Jesus. He's got a lot of soul in his voice. And really, I just want an excuse to play this song.
Is this whole song about just Percocets?
Yes. And then taking your mask off. Maybe it's a Jim Carrey tribute. There's a Night Football. We got that on NBC, the 15th annual WWE Tribute to the Troops. Showtime at the Apollo, Christmas on Fox. The iHeartRadio Jingle Ball 2017 on the CW starting at 8. And you can catch Will Ferrell. I'm Will Ferrell. Mm. You can catch Will Smith, Pharrell, and NERD.
Together they make a Will Ferrell, yeah.
Have a great day, Chotes.
One of those weeks. Will Ferrell, he would have been on there. But
if they
got
do a song together, then they can call each other Will Ferrell.
That would be their band together. It makes sense that way. Live trivia when we come back. So if you would like to play, now is the time to call us up. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Two callers head-to-head to battle it out. And you're playing along on the News Junkie app. Whoever's got that number one spot today will be the winner of our two VIP passes to the party tomorrow. The only two passes we're giving away. The rest of you got to dial up the Hard Rock box office. Dial us up if you want to play, though, on the phones. 407-916-1041. Toll free 1-888-978-1041. Live trivia up next with the News Junkie on Real Radio.
A place to convey your ear-candling disappointment.
I don't know. I just thought there would be, you know, like more... stuff.
Real Radio 104.1. From Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1. Hear it here first. Then everyone else will catch up in a week or two or four. You're listening to the News Junkie.
Why'd you waste your time with me? I'm just an animal. Carnival.
Make sure you're hitting up the box office there at Hard Rock Live to get your general admission tickets for tomorrow's fourth annual Just Okay holiday party. What's the number? It's 407-351-LIVE to get those tickets right now as we do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
It's live trivia for a Thursday, December 14, 2017. And you know how it works by now. You're playing along right this moment around the world via the News Junkie app. And we have to say thank you to our sponsor, Nations Trucks. You can see all their inventory over at nationstrucks.com. Again, congratulations to them from going to the singular to the plural. They just had that One Nation's truck for a while there. Now they have so many, it's unbelievable. And all of them, very, very cool. Check it out, nationstrucks.com. Sabrina, BT, BJ, Mark, Jake, Bloodmouth, Jedi, or staying alive.
How about Jedi?
That's over here. Jedi, are you with us?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Jedi, who else?
BJ.
BJ is way up here. BJ, are you with us?
I am.
Easy as that. Jedi and BJ are players in live trivia today, and the best of luck to both of you. Let's get started with question number one. Viewers who tuned in past the end of Doug Jones' victory speech Tuesday night were treated to an extra surprise when his campaign song started playing. What song was it? All I Do Is Win, Mr. Jones, Teach Me How to Dougie, or the theme song to Doug, Jedi?
The first one.
Okay, All I Do Is Win for you. What about you, BJ?
Teach Me How to Dougie.
And we'll go to number two. CNN host Anderson Cooper says his Twitter account was hacked after there was a tweet posted calling President Donald Trump a pathetic loser, and he also called him this, a tool, a crotch nugget, a douche nozzle, or a lizard. BJ.
Tool.
Jedi?
So.
We'll go to number three. Regal Cinemas recently announced they'll be debuting a brand new exclusive movie snack to their theaters nationwide this weekend. What snack do they have now? Chocolate-covered popcorn, Doritos-crusted steak, Sriracha nachos, or Cheetos popcorn? Jedi.
Cheetos popcorn.
What do you think, BJ?
Doritos thing.
I'd eat all those, but we'll go to number four, see how you did in a bit. A piercing noise meant to deter animals from the area is driving some residents of a downtown Orlando neighborhood nuts. And they've started a Facebook called this to resolve the issue. In fact, they were successful if you listened earlier. Was it hashtag stop the squeal, hashtag bleeding ears club, hashtag Orlando want no screeches, or hashtag no to doggy bleeps? BJ.
The first one.
All right, what do you think, Jedi?
Same.
Moving right along, we go to number five. There's a new website that allows you to see how many alleged harassers are involved in a given film or TV show. What's the website called? GropeTube, IMD Creep, Rotten Apples, or Fondler Finder? What do you think, Jedi?
Rotten Apples.
You say Rotten Apples. BJ, what do you say?
Same thing.
On to number six, according to reports, an Egyptian pop star. What is all that
Someone
noise?
Someone scuba diving.
What? Are you okay?
A scuba diver.
Yep.
All right. Sorry to bother you, sir. According to reports, an Egyptian pop star.
We'll make this quick for you.
Is headed to jail because she appeared in a music video wearing her underwear and she did this. Did she eat a banana, brush her teeth, ate a popsicle, or shucked oysters, BJ?
Ate that banana.
A Jedi?
Banana.
Number seven, the final question. Yesterday we learned during the filming of The Last Jedi, staff and crew of the film threw off the paparazzi and fans by calling the film this. They didn't name it The Last Jedi. Everybody would have known what they were working on. They named it this. Grown Ups 4, Space Bear, Galactic Boogaloo, or I Call Myself Jed. Jedi.
I Call Myself Jed.
BJ.
Space Bear for the win.
All right, there we go. Ooh, confidence there, too. Confidence. And you would think the person with the trivia named Jedi should know that last one about Star Wars. But we shall see. We'll go through, score them up, find our winner, Jedi BJ. Who is it going to be? And then we'll take a look at the scoreboard and the prizes and that stuff. You ready, Sabrina?
Yes, I am.
Number one, viewers who watched Doug Jones win Tuesday night. We're given an extra surprise when his campaign song started playing, or the song that he was dancing to after his victory. Was it All I Do Is Win, Mr. Jones, Teach Me How to Dougie, or the theme song to Doug?
Jedi said All I Do Is Win, and all you do is wrong, 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 no matter what. BJ said Teach Me How to Dougie, and I'll teach you how to get the right answer.
He has a great name now that I look at those guesses, or those answers. Four songs. Like, it could be Doug-related, it could be Jones-related, giving you the Counting Crows song. I got nothing. I don't even know if there's any Sean songs. There's definitely not any Wasson songs.
Wasson.
Snowman. That was a Snow Queen thing. Let's move on. Number two, CNN host Anderson Cooper says his Twitter account was hacked after it posted a tweet calling President Donald Trump a pathetic loser and this, a tool, a crotch nugget, a douche nozzle, or a lizard.
It was both the players that said a tool, and that answer was epically right.
Number three, Regal Cinemas announced they have a brand new exclusive movie snack. Is it chocolate-covered popcorn, Doritos crusted steak, Sriracha nachos, or Cheetos popcorn?
It was BJ that said Doritos crusted steak, and that answer was incorrect. You made a mistake. Jedi said Cheetos popcorn, and that answer was right.
Give it a couple months, all of those will be in there. All
Maybe
of
I should open up my own movie theater.
I'd try those. Number four, a piercing noise meant to deter animals from the area is driving some people crazy. So they started a Facebook group. It's called this, hashtag stop the squeal, hashtag bleeding ears club, hashtag Orlando don't want no screeches, or hashtag no to doggy bleeps.
BJ and Jedi both said hashtag stop the squeal, and that answer was right.
I hated that noise.
It made me feel sick.
Yeah, it like did something to you, and I can only imagine just living around there. They went through a lot. Congratulations again to hashtag stop the squeal. Number five, there's a new website that allows users to see how many alleged harassers are in a TV show or movie. Is it GropeTube, IMD Creep, Rotten Apples, or Fondler Finder?
Both the players said Rotten Apples, and that answer was absolutely right.
To the final two. Number six, according to reports, an Egyptian pop star went to jail because of this. She ate a banana in a sexy way, brushed her teeth, ate a popsicle, or shucked oysters.
BJ and Jedi both said ate a banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
They're doing better at the end, but it comes down to the last question. And one of them did say, for the win. In fact, I think BJ almost guaranteed it there. Let's see if he's right. Yesterday, we learned during the filming of The Last Jedi. Obviously, they can't put signs up and tell everybody this is The Last Jedi. They'll get mobbed. So they use a fake name to make it so people don't want to show up. Was it Grown Ups 4, Space Bear, Galactic Boogaloo, or I Call Myself Jed?
Jedi said, I call myself Jed. Mm-hmm. And you should call yourself wrong. It was incorrect. BJ said Space Bear, and that answer was right for the win. BJ winning live trivia.
All right. Congratulations. There you go, BJ. You're the winner of live trivia. I don't know. Thank you, though. Hopefully it wasn't anything too bad. BJ, hang tight. We're going to get your information, set you up with the prize of your choice. I think he said suck it to the guy he was competing against. But it gets, you know, underneath that, it could be really just anything. C-Lane, what did he win?
A pair of tickets to the AutoNation Cure Bowl at Camping World Stadium on December 16th, featuring the pre-party concert tailgate with Andy Grammer. And it'll be this weekend. Keyword Cure on RealRadio.fm for more information.
Was that RealRadio.fm? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to put you put in Real Radio and then you put DATFM.
DATFM. I also have a pair of tickets to Horton's Holiday Hayrides. Here's a Who starring the Here's a Who part's not part of it. I just every time I say Horton, that's all I get.
You're gonna confuse the hell out of people.
Horton's Holiday Hayride starring Reverend Horton Heat. Friday, December 22nd, the House of Blues presents Reverend Horton Heat and Junior Brown with special guest The Blasters and Big Sandy live in concert at the House of Blues. Tickets on sale now. RealRadio.fm keyword tickets or .fm if you so desire.
Both of them will get you to the right place. And let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
At the top spot with 2,685 points, username keeps the lead, followed by Ask Holio. Took my Chevy to Levy, but Levy was Bri. Mama Pamps, the Dita, Fancy Nancy, Steezy, Itty Bitty Titches, Panta J. Loon, and Thomas.
Who was number one? I'm sorry, we totally missed that. Because we have to crown the VIP tickets for today so they have enough time to get everything set up, right? I mean, doesn't that make the most sense?
I guess so, yeah.
That way they'll know that they're coming to the party?
Number one is username!
All right, username! That could be it. Email me username, and I can't put username on the guest list. I have to actually have some real names from you. So tips@thenewsjunkie.com. We'll verify it's you and set you all up and get you ready to go. Back five?
Our back five is Monstro, Senator Giggity, Walt Miller, Dr. Love's Cupcake, and Hockey OSB.
All right, thank you very much for playing. You too can join in. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. And it's very easy for you to download the app and get all set to go. Sex for Chicken Alfredo? Sounds weird, but it all makes sense in just a matter of minutes. Stay put. It's The News Junkie on Real Radio.
You don't have to like us. this in the literal sense. Maybe you're just in it for the free stuff. We're okay with that.
Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando.
Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Real.
We'd tell you to check out the app chat room, but those people are weird and mostly naked.
This is the News Junkie.
Oh, the year is almost over. Unbelievable. I don't know where all the time has gone, but we find ourselves at the end of 2017. And that means the same thing happens this year that happens every other year that has happened every year for the last 5 years. I don't even know if anybody cares anymore. I'll be honest with you. I'm just going to throw it to both of you, and we'll see if you even know what I'm getting at. Like, what is it that happens at the end of the year, something that gets released, that people used to be very excited about? You have any idea what I'm talking about, Sabrina?
At the end, oh yes, the DJ with okay, the big yes. mashup. His name is the... It's earworm.
DJ earworm. Does anybody care about this anymore? Or is nobody even paying
attention? I think you were the only one that ever cared about.
No, it's got like hundreds of millions of views way back when. They would put out this song, and the song would be just a huge mashup of every single big song of the year. And that's how you kind of knew you made it. YouTube does a thing, for example. A year in YouTube. And they show you all the people that they think are the biggest on their platform, like Jake Paul and all these other terrible human beings.
He's the worst.
He's very, very annoying. But they, if you get into the DJ earworm thing, that's when you know that your song was a big and influential song of the year. And then there's usually a theme to it or something. This year they've released it. DJ Earworm just dropped the United States of Pop 2017. And it's called How We Do It. Let's see how terrible it is, or if we even care as we listen. Oh, I know that song already. It's Ed Sheeran, right?
Yeah. What's the other one?
I don't know.
Despacito.
Oh, it is. This is how we do it all the time. Down in Vegas. In Miami. Down in Paris. In Manhattan. In Havana. Down in L.A. This is how we do it. Too busy. In the
backseat. But it's high school. In the dark, in the gun, in the future. I
want something just like this. Nice.
My heart is looking at the truth. Just picture everybody.
There's a little bit busy. I can't tell what's going on right.
It was a busy year.
Pop stars.
It's like there's so many layers. And the person who did this not only does the song, but then does a music video where the music videos are mashed up together. There's a lot of work going on there. Just picture everybody. That's what I thought. There it is. The theme this year, How We Do It, they have Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. Despacito is one of the biggest songs of the year. That was a song that you could not escape in 2017.
Despacito?
Despacito and the Ed Sheeran song.
Yeah.
Those were, for me, the two songs this year that no matter where you went, and it's usually those songs that are crossover pop. And they'll be on the rap station. They'll be on the pop station. They'll be on the station like the Hot AC, which is adult contemporary. And then you start to go into stores at the mall or Best Buy. And everywhere you go, those damn songs follow you all year long. There's too much of a mashup going on there. It gets a little confusing for me.
It's hurting your head.
It's just hard to follow, I think. But good job, I think, everybody. There is a college student who's in some trouble. He's been arrested. And I can tell that he has not been to jail before just by looking at his mugshot. Your mugshot is taken at a point in time where you've already gone into the prison system or the jail.
Sounds like you know a little bit about this.
Sure, yeah. They start to book you in, you know.
And then you go through and you do your fingerprints and your mugshot. And at that point in time, it becomes real. And if you've never been in jail before, your mugshot always looks like, oh my God, what's about to happen to me? That's what this guy's mugshot looks like. Like something's happening here with this this young gentleman who's in trouble here. He's 22 years old, and his name's Albert Maruna. He is charged with attempted unlawful sexual contact with a minor, disseminating matter harmful to juveniles, possessing criminal tools, and importuning. What the hell is importuning? I've never even heard that, I don't think. He's charged with all those different things. And they said he started chatting with what he thought was a 15-year-old boy. It was an undercover officer. They say Maruna's conversations were sexually graphic. He sent nude pictures of himself. And he set up a meeting with somebody who he believed was an underage boy.
Importuning is to ask pressingly and persistently for someone to do something.
That's illegal?
Maybe if it's a sexual act against a minor.
That's weird.
Importuning is the charge filed when individuals have tried to get a young person to engage in sexual activity of some type when they are underage.
All right, so they just utilize that as an additional charge for somebody who's committing a crime against a young person. I'm always interested in the idea that they can arrest somebody for this, and there never was a 15-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Isn't that, that's kind of a weird thing.
I feel like that's how some of the people that were busted on To Catch a Predator, I think that's how some of them got off. If they got a good lawyer, that's how some of them avoided a bunch of jail time, would be the better phrase for this situation.
Because there's not an actual kid. The person thinks they're talking to a kid.
Right, but it's the intention.
I mean,
There's still crimes for intention to do wrong.
What's another one? Because I can't think of anything where they go, haha, you know, we got you. The only thing I could think of is maybe they'll get a terrorist, like somebody who's likely to be inspired by ISIS, and they'll have somebody undercover, all right, we're getting the bomb-making material, and they'll bust that person.
Think about the people that have been caught trying to hire a hitman. And that was, you know, solely intent to do so, and they were arrested because they were in the middle of this sting.
Yeah, the DiPolito case was one of the big ones with that.
There's, you know...
But it's weird when there's not really a thing, though.
But it is a thing because it, fortunately, it was done in a sting, but they still had the same intention in their head. I mean, I guess it worked out that it was actually a setup than it was with somebody else because they were still going to do it regardless.
My question is, what is entrapment then? If something like that, if you pretending to be a young child and this guy, what was his name, Albert Maruna, hitting you up online and chatting with you, and you kind of rope him in, you bait him in, if that's not entrapment, what is actual entrapment? I remember they said I don't know, like the trope or the thing that people all believed, the urban legend, was that if a police officer in the dark has their lights off and you drive by speeding and then they turn their lights on, that's entrapment somehow. Or if they're hiding behind a bush or something with their car, that's entrapment. But that's not entrapment either.
Yeah, entrapment, think about it like the police force, whoever is trying to get that person, has completely made up the entire scenario so that that person could get in trouble.
But that would be this.
No, because they have still sought that out. I mean, they still did it on their own. Entrapment is government agents may not originate a criminal design, implant in an innocent person's mind the disposition to commit a criminal act, and then induce commission of the crimes that the government may prosecute.
You know what I bet it is? I bet if they're in a chat room or something, I bet they have to let the other person contact them first.
So
they have to initiate...
Yes.
The contact, instead of them just going and trying to message everybody and get a response back. So the first point of contact is made by somebody like this creeper who got arrested, and then it's not considered entrapment. That's what I'm guessing. So Youngstown State University student Albert Maruna was caught red-handed and arrested this week after he allegedly attempted to have sex with a 15-year-old boy who turned out to be an undercover officer. Maruna is charged, and we said that. They said that they started chatting through an online dating app with an undercover officer. I don't know if it's Bumble or WhatsApp or, I mean, hopefully it wouldn't be Tinder with 15-year-olds. They say the conversations are graphic.
Why would it be any different if it were Bumble?
Well, I don't think at 15 you're supposed to have accounts on those. Are you? That's what I'm saying. Like, you.
Well, why would it be different from Tinder? I mean, why not Tinder, but yes, Bumble?
Neither one, I'm saying hopefully it's not one of those two things, because then there's another argument. Hey, this platform is supposed to make sure everybody's of age. That's not my responsibility.
Yeah, but the platform does the same thing that, you know, everybody else when we were young and looking at porno websites did. Are you 18?
Oh, buddy.
Yes, I'm 18.
Are you telling me you went to adult websites when you were not 18 and put in the wrong info?
I'm just, you know.
I always clicked exit.
Yeah.
Always.
I always clicked yes, I am of age.
I didn't even
age.
Touch a computer until I was 18.
I would sometimes click exit just to see where it went, because usually they put it to something funny. Because if you hit the exit button, it would bring you to like a kid's thing,
right,
or Disney or...
Or sometimes just Google.
Yeah, they get you out of there as quickly as they could. Here's what they were trying to do. According to police, they agreed to get together on Tuesday, December 12th. And Maruna said he would bring lubricant, chicken Alfredo, and Sprite. The Trinity. The Holy Trinity, as they say. Lubricant, chicken Alfredo, and Sprite. And when he thought he was going to meet the kid, he got arrested. They found on him an iPhone, a MacBook, 3 zip drives, a bottle of Astroglide lubrication, Vaseline lotion, 2 bottles of Sprite, and chicken Alfredo in a Tupperware container. That's a very weird trade.
Yeah.
Alfredo, the chicken variety, for sex, but some people are into it. What they're not into, young kids less and less are drinking, smoking, and doing drugs. Every single study that comes out.
Boring.
Suggests there's less of that going on.
Losers.
About 1 in 3 middle and high school students said they had some kind of drug in their life. 2 decades ago, that was at 43%. So that's gone down quite a bit.
Yeah.
17% of students said they smoked cigarettes at least once, and 26% said they'd been drunk. Back in the 90s, that was at 58 and 46. So more than half it has dropped. And they said instead that when they are doing drugs, they are smoking marijuana. And a lot of them are vaping. So that is the new, more popular thing. And there's less of these younger people who are drinking and trying out other drugs, just mostly the focus being on pot and vaping. So expect in about, I don't know, 10 years, uh-huh, every place that you go to will just be full of vape smoke or
yeah,
clouds or whatever they call
it. That's better than crack smoke, Sean.
It is. It's better than regular smoke, too.
There's not too many places that I show up at that are full of crack smoke.
Well, then, you know. Yeah. Buck up.
Loosen up a little bit, buddy. Get out and get to a place where some crack smoking's going on.
Can't call the kids boring if you're not going to go to a crack smoke party.
That's when you have a little bit of fun.
She's right.
Are you trying to tell me that I know you went to a Broadway show last night. Are you trying to tell me that there wasn't a single person smoking crack?
Zero people.
Really? Wow.
Well, you're not allowed to smoke inside Dr. Phillips.
Oh, right? That makes sense. C-Land went out to a big show last night. How many times have you seen that
Book of Mormon
stage show?
That was the second time I've seen it.
I haven't seen it 2 times, but I saw it once. I would go see it again. And a lot of people think Broadway show twice. I would definitely go see it
absolutely
again. It's funny as hell.
My mom thought that was weird too when I was talking to her about it. She's like, wait, you've already seen it and you're going to see it again? Mind you, this is the same woman who I've brought to 30-plus Dave Matthews Band shows. She somehow thinks that me... And you know, you watch a movie again, you would want to watch the show again.
Was there anybody around you who was a mega fan? And you know what I'm talking about.
No, there wasn't. Our area was pretty tame. There was somebody, when we went up for intermission, there was a guy walking behind me, and he sounded a little bit like the hippie teacher from Beavis and Butthead.
All right.
And he goes, well, the castle's doing a good job. I'm really happy the guy playing Elder Cunningham is doing his own thing with it. It's kind of young and fresh and
this guy's
not
a pro.
Just trying to be Josh Gad. And I was like, ugh.
C-Lan had the odd situation where his girlfriend was in a different location,
mm-hmm,
of the venue. And then you had your own tickets, not together. They weren't together.
Correct.
And then your tickets were maybe a little better.
They were ages better.
Did what? Does that start an
offer?
I didn't even see my girlfriend until after the show.
Does that start a fight?
Like, no.
Hey, would have hung out with you, but I couldn't even see you way back then.
I don't think she and her friend that she went with had so much wine in them. I don't think they cared.
It's a good time. I want to go out to whatever's next. What's next out there?
Well, you know,
it's Lion King, isn't it?
Lion King, then Hamilton, apparently.
Oh, Hamilton, yeah. I would do, but that's going to be so damn expensive.
Hamilton, so I'm going to have to save up for.
You're going
to,
I think it'd be a nice treat if you bought tickets for Christopher
it's like
and I.
$1,000 a piece for that.
Okay.
Bankrupt all of us together just trying to go to that. No. Maybe it'll be cheaper.
It's not going to bankrupt me. My card won't even allow it to be swiped that much because it lacks so many funds. But I know that you can do it, Sean.
I had turned the girlfriend on to last time we were there.
That's inappropriate.
The pre-ordering your intermission drinks.
That's fancy.
Essential. And it is fancy.
It is. It
makes
feels good.
Feel good.
You get to wait in a line with your name, and then you get your drinks, and then you're out of there just as quickly as you got in. Back in just a moment. Stay put. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Mainlining today's top stories.
You're listening to the News Junkie, Sean Lawson.
Jury duty. In just a moment. Tomorrow is the big day. All the stress, all the chaos, all the work leads up to, I guess, this point in time where we're going to have our fourth annual Just Okay holiday party, and we want you to be there at Hard Rock Live tomorrow. You can get your tickets right now. See all the performers right there on the stage, or round it out with a live performance from Grandson, who you've heard on a bunch of rejoins on the show. It's going to be overall just an amazing night of drinking, fun, and really, really crazy moments on that stage. So we want to see your faces there. 407-351-LIVE to get your general admission tickets right now. That gets you a magnet, access to the vault, and it's going to be fantastic. So 407-351-LIVE. We're actually in just a couple of hours going to be doing another secret show. We're going to have the guys from Grandson over hanging out at the secret show studio and talk with them and get all ready for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow will be laid back, no drama, just completely... No, it's not going to. It's not going
to
be.
I need you to chill out because you're gonna stress me out if you start pulling diva stuff.
What diva thing have I ever pulled?
Do you have the next 15 to 25 minutes?
Never pulled a diva move at all.
I'm just saying that tomorrow's going to be a thing. So we all have to work together and be a team.
Out of the three of us, there is one that's definitely not a diva. I'm definitely not a diva. You guys ask for more or try to work different channels and make diva-like things.
What are you talking? You're literally talking out of your butt right now.
I am telling you the fact of the matter. Least diva-like is
me. You
are
the biggest diva I know.
How? You can't even name one example.
One example?
Mm-hmm.
You have to shop at like fancy places and go to fancy restaurants. That's a very diva thing to do.
That's what I want. That's what I want to do.
That's the diva way of life.
No, I'm not demanding.
Are you kidding
things.
Me?
I don't demand
Text
things.
Text in right now, 77031, say diva yes or diva no if Sean's a diva.
Oh, don't try to bully. That's not, it's
I'm not
factual.
Bullying.
I'm going
being
to places I want to go.
Because you're rich like a diva.
Oh, get out of here, you nonsense.
You Lane, anything that you have to say during this?
No, he's dipping out.
I am not a diva.
You're more diva than me.
No.
I might be a little more diva.
It goes
than you.
Me, you, and Sabrina's definitely the most diva of the three of us.
Devo?
Diva.
Great band. Thank you. Move
diva.
On to the next
I didn't
topic.
Say Devo. You can't correct the mistake I didn't make and try to make a point out of that. You see what's happening? You see what happens when it gets down to the nitty gritty here at the finish line of this
you
whole thing?
You literally and started this by saying we're going to have a relaxing day with no drama.
Look what happened.
And that's all it took to start a fight. A diva fight.
No, we'll get it all together. Everybody will figure everything out.
I can't, like, the problem, what makes me even more stressed is that at least, like, to deal with it, I could drown my annoyance in alcohol.
No, you can't.
But
do
I can't
that.
Be slammed when we start the show and I can't, like, sing the words or anything, or I'm vomiting.
If you started at 11 I mean, by the time the show starts, the show kicks off at what, 9 is the
official?
I would
official have been drinking song? For 10 hours.
It's going to be too long. And you have to, when you're playing with Sabby's Little Helpers, keep it together. You can't be up there like,
so of course.
It makes it more difficult. But afterwards, oh, afterwards.
We're going to have a solid 30 minutes before the bars close.
You can drink all of the alcohol in 30 minutes. Just an entire
on
bottle
your tab,
of Jameson.
Diva?
No. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm, the greatest law firm ever, according to me and many other people who have been over there. And I say that you should go to the DeWitt Law Firm because I want the best for you and your case. Whether you got into a car accident, you got injured at work, it's something where you're going to have to go after the insurance companies. When you think about that, you go, oh, God, we got to go up against the insurance companies. There's two ways to go. One is you just randomly open the Yellow Pages or randomly Google something and pick whoever. The other is you pick somebody that you've seen out there and that you trust. Some of these other people, I'm just going to be flat out honest with you. You'll see them on TV, billboards, etc. You're never going to talk to that person. You'll never talk to them. When you go with your case to their office, you're just another person coming through the door. It's impossible for them to stay on top of all that stuff. But the DeWitt Law Firm is here to help you out. DeWittLaw.com, 1-800-DeWittLaw, and ask, A-S-K, at DeWittLaw.com. Michigan police are launching an internal investigation after reports that police handcuffed an 11-year-old girl and held her at gunpoint. The young girl was held by Grand Rapids Police Department. There was an incident where I guess it was her aunt was wanted for allegedly stabbing somebody, believed to be armed. The little girl was there, and the police ended up cuffing her and holding her, as I said, at gunpoint there. There was a 45-second clip of an officer's body camera footage documenting the arrest, which shows everything going down. They say that the daughter's only 11 years old. Perhaps the most disturbing part is Hodges' terrified screaming as she was asked to put her hands behind her back. A bad situation for all involved, but did something untoward or illegal happen? I don't think so. They're looking into it. A GOP state rep who was accused of molestation, they said that this young girl, this teenage girl, who I think might have been friends of the family, is 17 years old. She said that this guy molested her, this politician molested her New Year's Eve 2012, and at the time she was 17. And he said, oh my God, no, I didn't do this. Then he posted this crazy rambling piece on Facebook, and then he killed himself. The guy went to a bridge, left a suicide note, and killed himself.
Fatality.
And, said that, was, you know, the note leads you to believe, obviously, it was tied to these accusations against him and some things he was going through. The wife of the man shot dead by the police officer on the now-famous Daniel Shaver video, Lainey Sweet, is talking now with the media. She said people had to see him die an inhumane death to care about this at all. This in the wake of the not guilty verdict on Philip Mitchell Brailsford, the 27-year-old cop who ended up shooting and killing this guy with his dumbass game of Simon Says, stand up, do this, put your legs behind you, now put your arms straight up in the air, now somehow crawl over to me. And then I didn't say Simon Says, so you go ahead for the shot and the death. And wife is obviously very put off, hurt, and affected by all of this. Back in just a moment, I want to tell you about something that seems to be getting larger over the years and what that means to us and about us. I'll explain. It won't be weird. Trust me. Details in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Drunken bonfire discussions without the inevitable emergency room visit.
I really thought I could jump farther than that.
Real Radio 104.1.1.1.
From Real Radio.
Follow him long enough and you could be treated to a late night live stream with slurred words. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
All of my best friends like to go and get all fucked up. And they talk about all the lies they never got to live. All they're still waiting for some sort of invitation.
More your dispatchers in just a moment. This may be remembered as the last full day I had on planet Earth. Well, if things go left, south, sour tomorrow at some point, we've got Gigi Deluxe and Arrows and death-defying moments, and hopefully all goes well. That's really where we're at right now. We just want to make sure you don't miss a moment of it. 407-351-LIVE is going to get your tickets for the party tomorrow. Make sure you're hanging out with us, drinking, enjoying things. If you are VIP or super VIP, that's 7 o'clock, right, when they need to show up, 7 o'clock.
I believe, yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, we have to figure out by now.
I believe in you is what I meant to say.
7 o'clock is when VIP and super VIP set up, and we should have drinks flowing by then, super VIP grabbing some great food outside, and it's going to be a really nice day, hopefully. You might want to. I don't know how cold it's going to be. It might be like, hey, a little breezy outside. But it's not supposed to rain tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice, and we'll just really enjoy it. That is a cool area. When we were doing one of the walkthroughs, and we showed the area where we're going to do super VIP and VIP, that area is such a cool view at night. I mean, there's so much stuff to look at, and it's just kind of a fun and exciting place to do the kickoff for the event tomorrow. There still may be, I don't know. I mean, and the Ticketmaster is working on some things. A table or a couple of seats that open in VIP, but mostly your shot is only general admission. So 407-351-LIVE, skip those fees. Grab it that way. Tell them what you want when you call them up, and they'll set you up with everything. There's an article today about how we're basically raging alcoholics now. We're getting bad at this.
I'm sorry, is this news?
It's only news because somebody finally has some good concrete evidence of it. And when you think about it, it definitely makes sense. They went all the way back to the 1700s, and they used the wine glass as an example. And the wine glass in the 1700s was 66 milliliters. So it's not even that big. And it was like almost like a double or maybe triple the size of a shot glass thing that we would use to drink wine out of way back then in the 1700s. Then in the 1800s, it got a lot more significant at 100 milliliters. And then 1900s, 160 milliliters. We are up to now, the average wine glass in 2017 is 449 milliliters. So from 66 to 449, and we're even up about like 25 to 35% on size in the last couple decades alone. The glasses get larger and larger, and we just drink more and more of everything we could put in them. I don't think, though, like, do you think if you did that with beer mugs, there would be a comparison that was the same?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that wine maybe is a little different because of the way people used to drink it. And now people just session drink wine. They'll just pound that stuff back.
Slap the bag.
Yeah, you get wine drunk. It can be very fun. It can also be a very different kind of drunk.
It is. And I feel like a lot of, depending on the wine, is what emotion I'm going to exposed.
Oh, red is worse than white or one or the other?
I think red is more like I get sassy and just like, oh, it's cool, man.
Well, think about this. You have the wine glass in your hand, right? Mm-hmm. And if when you have red wine, there's a level of I'm feeling kind of cool right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sophisticated.
You get that level, and then after about four of them, you internally, like in your head, you're like, I am a classy bitch.
Uh-huh.
And then you smile at someone and there's just purple all over your mouth and it takes away for a little bit.
I used to also get that feeling anytime a martini glass was in play.
That'll make you feel fancy as hell too. It just gives me the worst damn hangover ever. I stick with the same drink all the time, Captain and Diet, always. Here's M-Dog with the dispatch.
Hey guys, looking forward to the party tomorrow. I'm also curious how many people might be there.
Six.
Hundreds, thousands, a million?
Millions.
All right, I'm out.
All right, I'm out. Thank you, M-Dog. There should be a big crowd out there. It's a huge venue, but there's going to be a lot of people. So that's why I said get there early. Make sure you're there early, and we'll get everybody into the venue as fast as we can. You'll be set up with DJ Digital, get the drinks flowing, and then the acts hit the stage right at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss a second of that. So being early is better. And you can park for free in the parking garage starting at 6 o'clock. So that's you go there about 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock, park your car, you park it for free, get out, go to the venue, and we'll get started from there. Here's Danimal.
Hey, guys, just wanted to tell you, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. We don't say Christmas. Well,
Christmas!
I'll probably say it again. Here's Just Me, CG.
Y'all must have some weird scammer mojo going on today, because I'm listening to all the dispatches and then seeing that they're getting this weird phone number that's exactly like theirs with 408.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you're done talking about it, it comes up on my phone. What are y'all doing?
We're not doing it.
Do you need to have like an exorcism over there?
No.
Something's happening.
No. I think they're just really ramping this up big right now. And then eventually they'll quit that and they'll find something else to do. And the scams keep moving along. I never know what it's like. Is there one guy in the office who's a real go-get-em kind of guy? He's a go-getter. And they go, our numbers are down. Our IRS scams are really not pulling in the funds they used to. And some guy goes, well, I've got a new idea.
Ooh.
And then they come up with, he pitches the new idea, and they go, all right, that's genius. Everybody on board. Let's do that now. And then everybody's phones start ringing. Everybody. I mean, around the whole damn country, that's how fast it happens. Here's Basia Tova.
Hey, news junkies. Basia here.
Oh.
So I'm a podcast listener, and I just listened to your
episode. I'm sorry. I mean, how am I supposed to know that?
Basia
Tova.
Episode where you talked about the word Jew being kind of having a negative connotation to it. So I'm actually a Jew myself, and it's kind of interesting, like, the word Jew kind of developed a negative connotation over time because of anti-Semitism. And it's a shame that the word Jew is kind of seen as a dirty word, because it's not.
Yeah, because the difference between, you could say, my friend Barry Schwartz is a Jew. Okay, that's fine. You say, my friend Dave tips like a Jew. Now that, it's the same word, totally different usage.
Okay, but
one's offense.
Would you say my friend Jerry is a black?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a totally different thing. Judaism is completely different than
black Jew.
The color of your skin.
What we were arguing is not that it's bad to say it, but it's the context of it. If the woman is going at this press conference and trying to say that she doesn't hate Jewish people, she's not anti-Semitic, then she shouldn't be saying, well, one of our attorneys is the
right.
Jew.
That was the whole point.
We don't hate the Jew.
Now, that's why it didn't come off well for her. She kept going after that, but nothing that they did, nothing that came out of her mouth that day helped Roy Moore out even the slightest. He's doing a pretty good job ruining things for himself, too.
To say I'm a Jew, there's nothing wrong with being a Jew. I think it's great. But there is a lot of anti-Semitism in the world, and there's been a lot of anti-Semitism over history that has sort of contributed to that sort of subconscious, kind of yucky, dirty feeling when you say the word Jew. But Jew is not a bad word, and you don't have to say that person is Jewish. You can say that person is a Jew. That's okay. It's not offensive to Jews. We're proud to be Jewish
Good.
And to be Jews. So, not a dirty word, not a bad word.
Thank you. Basia, I think, is what she said her name was. We appreciate the clarity there. It's like on The Office. I don't even want to do it at this point. Where he says to Oscar, he goes,
oh my God.
Is there anything I could call you that's less offensive than Mexican? Just thinks it's a bad. It just sounds like a bad thing.
Oh, God, please. No.
Here's Mary Christine.
Okay, taking your advice, song on the fly. Here we go. The news junkie, just okay party.
Right.
Means that it always will be right. While Sabrina and C-Lane get tight.
Right.
And Sean gets annihilated tonight. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Tiny Tim. Thank you, Mary Christine. Appreciate that. Let's go over to Matt.
I know this is mean, but I do appreciate the update from Sabrina that Oprah was going to win the C-Siley? The Daimiello Award.
Cecil.
That was once won by the very famous Sidney Portillo.
His last name is difficult.
Oh, shut up, man.
Portillo.
Doing 12
Portier.
Things.
Very difficult last
Cecil.
Name.
Cecil. You get a
car and you get a Oprah's car. Had a big year. She hasn't really done all that many things, I don't think.
And that guy gets a middle finger from me.
Okay.
Cecil DeMille.
That was so long ago now. Nobody even remembers that
is
anymore.
Is there like an add-on for Google Chrome that I can get the phonetic smelling of everything?
I don't know, but if you find that, please send it my way. It would be very handy. I feel like somebody must have made that.
I blame my parents.
For not being able to phonetically say things?
Yeah, because I went my entire life up until I started the radio show saying the words the wrong way, and no one corrected me.
Nobody ever said anything.
No.
I mean,
my mom says stuff wrong all the time, but that's because she's a Spanish
but
woman.
There's a difference between the infamous Ebony moment.
Why do you have to bring that up when that was literally our first year on the show?
Ebony and Ivory moment. And Portier. I mean, Portier is a difficult last name to pronounce, so there's some space between the two of those, I would say. I feel so, so bad for this young kid. I think his name is Jonathan Pitre, but once again, who knows? I haven't heard anybody say his last name, P-I-T-R-E. And Jonathan is 17 years old. He's from Russell, Canada. And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't do it. I couldn't be him. I couldn't live the life that he lives. He's what's called a butterfly boy. And this video was out a while ago. I'm not sure. It's popping up again in the news this week because I think some people might be discovering it. He had a life expectancy of 25, and now they think he might make it a little bit past that. But look this up, and you don't have to watch much of it, but if you just look up Butterfly Boy, you'll see what I'm talking about. It is a tough, tough go at it. He is 95% actually covered in blisters, and his delicate skin falls off at the slightest touch. He has one of the worst cases of epidermolysis bullosa, or EB, that doctors have ever seen. And they call them butterfly children because they're so fragile, these kids who are born with this, and there is positively no cure for it at all. So he's defied the limits of the condition so far, but God, you watch him, and it's like his mom is hanging out with him, and they're trying to give him a bath and stuff, and it's one of those moments, and it's good to have these sometimes. It's one of those moments where you look at somebody else's existence, you look at their life, and you say, I'm not going to complain about the simple things anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll do it because I'll forget about it. But at least for a moment, you go, God, I got it good. I got it good. I'm healthy. Well, I mean, you know, so to speak.
You're walking.
I'm moving around. My skin doesn't fall off when you touch it. And he's so young, too, 17 years old, and to be in that position, very, very difficult. That does happen to a lot of older people, though. I remember my friend's grandpa used to come over all the time, and he'd look over all the time. He'd just be bleeding. Like he'd move around on a chair or something, and just a piece of his skin would fall off, and they're bleeding everywhere and landing all over the ground. And thin skin and bad blood clotting and all of that is part of this disease that this young child has. So, and another thing, as if it couldn't get any worse, it sucks because it's such a rare disease that they're not going to put a bunch of money or resources into fixing this. You're going to go after the popular stuff that everybody talks about.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. There's not even like trying to think of a butterfly song that perhaps that can be tied into it.
Butterfly in the Sky.
Butterfly Kisses.
Reading Rainbow's song. I mean, that's the greatest butterfly song of all, or maybe
it's better than Butterfly Kisses.
Mariah Carey has a butterfly song.
I don't know. My father would beg to differ because it brings a tear to his eye every time he hears it.
Butterfly Kisses?
No, the Reading Rainbow theme.
Kidding.
Of course, butterfly, because it's all about daughters and stuff like that. And he reaches into a part of his soul that he hit after his midlife crisis. And I could see like my siblings and I will look at each other like, oh, here we go again. Pop's crying.
He started getting more emotional.
You girls have gotten so much older. And,
you know that's a thing, right?
What?
Like, that's a thing that happens to all guys. At a certain point in your life, you soften up a little bit. You get more emotional.
Really looking forward to when that happens to you.
To me?
Yeah.
You're saying I'm not emotional and caring?
I have often described you as a burnt marshmallow.
I know. It's rude every time you say
it. It's not rude. It makes perfect sense.
Every single time.
You don't show a lot of emotion, but then, you know, underneath that thick, burnt layer is a soft, gooey inside.
This is why I cry in the closet all the time.
Well, come out of the closet, man.
Exactly. But at least I don't have the butterfly boy disease.
They're trying to help him. They're trying to give him, like, skin gene therapy and almost using stem cells.
I think they're just trying to give him a little bit of excitement. It's like, oh, they're working on it. It's probably not going to work out for him. Stay put. We're back in just a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Today is flying by. It's always like this. We got so many things going on. The day just flies by, and you don't seem to have enough time to get anything actually done. But we do hope we're going to see you tomorrow. Don't forget, call that box office at Hard Rock Live, 407-351-LIVE. We're going to have some exclusive shirts out there at the event tomorrow for the 4th Annual Just Okay Holiday Party. We'll have the ability for you to get posters of the different designs. We'll have the ability for you to get matching magnets along with those posters. And so much more as everything begins to come together. But you won't see any of it if you're not there. A lot of people saying, are you live streaming it? Are you going to put it? No! You're supposed to come hang out.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
If you don't, then we want you to feel a sense of regret all over your body.
I want you, if somebody's doing a Facebook live stream and you're watching it, I want tears to be running down your face. I didn't get to go. I should have done it. I didn't do it. I was too lazy. I didn't just call the box office. Well, this is the moment to do that. 407-351-LIVE, and you'll be all set up and hanging out with us tomorrow. Going to be a huge crowd out there for the Just Okay Holiday Party. A lot of you know each other, and you know you're going to have a damn good time out at the event. Questions you have, toss them my way, tips@thenewsjunkie.com. Try to make sure everybody has the information that they need to have, and we're all on the same page. The cast of one particular show, back
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, indeed. They're still working on what will be the final season of Game of Thrones. And it's not even going to end until 2019. Which, once again, come on with these shows. This is way too long. And I know I'm being nitpicky. It's because Game of Thrones is a huge production.
Of course
it is. I get it. But some of these shows, Westworld, I don't even remember Westworld anymore. I have to rewatch that whole thing.
That's the whole point. Yeah.
I'm used to stuff coming out so quickly.
There's another one I just saw that was announced. It won't be till 2019.
What, one of the major shows?
Yes. And now I'm blanking on it. Was it Mindhunters? I think Mindhunters
season 2. Oh, don't even tell me that. Damn it, man. And you know what happens? They released this stuff. So they released a show as good as Mindhunter, which I think was maybe one of my favorite new shows of the year. Definitely up there, if not number one. And they released a show like that, and you can't help yourself. So you watch the whole thing. You binge the entire show in a couple of days. And then they say, well, good news. Everybody likes it, just like you. And the next one comes out in 2020. It's like the Avatar stuff. When I hear about Avatar, they go, yeah, we're working on Avatar 2 and 3 and 4 right now. And Avatar 4 will come out in 2027. I can't plan out that far. I don't know what's happening then. The world could be just a bunch of a rubble and ashes pile.
Yeah, but there'll still be a DVD player somewhere.
There'll be just one left, and then you put in the Game of Thrones DVD and go, okay, let's watch it finally. Now that we made it to 2019.
There's a last DVD one. And the world is gone.
So even though it's not going to be here till 2019, the cast has just done the table read on the script for the series finale. So here's what I'm thinking. They both said they all burst into tears and they stood in a round of applause and a standing ovation. That's the greatest ending ever. Think about this for a second. The final scene of Game of Thrones is not going to air for about 2 years. If they told you that secret, how the whole thing ends, how the whole season goes, how the series finale of the most popular show on television goes. Nobody's going to let that spill at some point in time.
Nah.
It's a big secret to be holding on to for 2 years.
But they probably have the harshest of non-disclosure agreement.
That ain't going to stop me.
It's not going to stop you?
I would be drunk at the bar this weekend. I bet. All right, here's what happens. The Dragons go in.
Yeah, but you're not on the show. I mean, these people that have been on the show for so long working on it, like, they've worked so hard that they would not want to spoil it.
And maybe they're used to not spoiling.
Who wants to spoil it is, like, the assistant PA.
Uh-huh.
Like, or third, fourth, fifth camera grip. I don't know. But they would have no problem doing it because, hey, there are 5 minutes of fame for a second there. But that's about it.
It's like the person who leaked the whole book of Harry Potter before it actually was released. The only time I think I can remember of a book being leaked.
No, the real, well, but that and the OJ book, because I remember I read that.
Yeah.
But the real dick is the person who drives to the bookstore where there's a line outside and spoils the ending.
Uh-huh, and to do that. It's the funniest thing. It's the worst thing in the world. I don't know what that stuff does to me. It's like the Bonk Gang guy. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the most recent video that he posted? This guy's terrible. And Bonk Gang is his name. He's got millions of followers on Instagram, B-O-O-N-K. And the latest one that he did, he goes into a shoe store, and they have this gigantic pair of prop shoes. It's just like as a joke. And he puts them on his feet and tries to run out of the store stealing them. That's his whole gimmick. Whole gimmick is he steals stuff and then puts the video online. But he does some of it, even though you know he's a terrible human being, and you cannot help from laughing.
Oh, when he ran behind the counter of the Little Caesars to steal a $5 pizza.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just goes ape-ass whilst doing so.
And you're thinking, I hate this person, but you're laughing.
Yeah.
You're laughing as it's happening. That's why there's millions of people following that guy. That's the same thing you get with people who spoil all this stuff. 2 years, though, is a real long time to be holding on to a big secret like how damn Game of Thrones, the whole thing, ends up wrapping up.
All those shoes are ginormous.
They're ridiculous, right? It's like prop shoes that are maybe 3 feet long, and he puts them on his feet. I think he curses up a storm, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't play it.
But he puts them on, and he goes to run out of the store and steal them like he does everything else. Enjoyable, but not the best guy out there. When we come back, you know what? We'll do it when we come back because we're not having a lot of time left. When we come back, we'll do the final dispatches plus a revelation, a thing that we've been looking for a very long time. It may be finally here for us Americans, us humans, us people who want to take to the skies. Details next, plus, as I said, the final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I'll learn to wrap everything up for a Thursday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Our wall is waiting for all your insights, not fit for radio broadcast. Facebook.com/RealRadioOrlando. Brought to you by Seacoast Bank. See why local is better by visiting seacoastbank.com. Better by all accounts since 1926. Member FDIC. Cooking up today's lead stories. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
You can't stop the tears from falling down. Final dispatches. Stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Thursday, which, as I said, has just flown by here. I was just thinking during the break, as everybody arrives tomorrow for the Just Okay holiday party, that parking garage at Universal should be a pretty target-rich environment for some Game of Magnets action. I don't know if you would make a move to when you go in there and say, all right, I'm going to do the smart thing here and take these off. Hide them in the glove box, or if you say, no, it's all part of the game, I'm going to leave them on here.
I don't know, because yes, it's going to be rich in targets, but they have like security that goes around those parking garages that may not exactly understand less respect the game of magnets.
You're saying that they'll be thrown off by why people are crouching down and removing things from vehicles that aren't theirs?
Yes.
They might be. That they could.
As any top-notch security staff would.
Yeah, they would be concerned by that. But we'll never know. I mean, unless you sit there and watch what's happening, I'm sure there's going to be some activity in the parking garage at Universal. But make sure you grab those tickets. Last shot at it here with the phone number I'm giving out, which is 407-351-LIVE. 407-351-LIVE. Say, I want my tickets to the Just Okay Holiday. They'll set you up. And guess what? All that Ticketmaster service charges, bunch of that stuff is wiped away. And the tickets are only like $22. What you're going to see tomorrow night is you'll be kind of shocked, I think, at the point where you leave that you got all that for anywhere near that price. We definitely brought the prices lower than we could have on the tickets. So you'll see all the freak show acts, all the performers on the stage, the viral stars making their way around from Joker Gang Gang to other people that will be surprises at the event. Savvy's Little Helpers will be performing. Grandson will be wrapping it all up. And trust me, the moments where you go, wow, what did I just see? Yeah.
That will happen several, if not hundreds of times tomorrow night.
There's at least, and I'm pretty insensitive to this kind of stuff. Like, I'm desensitized. There's at least a couple of moments where I'm thinking I'm going to be rocked back on my heels a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
There's some stuff that's gonna, I'm going to go, do I want to see that? Yes, I want to see that. And you gotta watch. I think it says on the tickets, by the way, if you actually have physical tickets to the party, that there's no flash photography or no photos or video.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. I don't know why. I think it's just a boilerplate that comes on the tickets like that.
Maybe not flash photography. Maybe, you're not
gonna need
flash.
But people
there's
can take.
There's no need for flash photography.
It doesn't do anything. People could take photos and videos, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, just use the hashtag JustOkayHolidayParty.
Oh yeah.
I think C Lane's gonna do some fun stuff for Snapchat.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of last minute stuff to get in order, get it all pieced together. But the number to call is 407-351-LIVE as we get into your final dispatches here for the day. Here's Smalls with a dispatch.
Hey, by the time you guys probably play this dispatch, you might have already figured out Super Size Me 2 Holy Chicken sounds like he's doing a documentary about Chick-fil-A. That's just my guess.
But like I said, you
probably figured it out. And Sean probably not even going to play this dispatch anyways.
Always gets played when you say
that. But considering that I'm complaining, he just might play it because he always happens to play the dispatches where somebody's bitching about him not playing their dispatches. Oh, well. Have a good day, Sean.
You're giving me too much credit if you think that's on purpose. I don't have time to go through all of these.
Now, Holy Chicken is he's examining how the industry has changed since Super Size Me 1, and he also attempts to open his own fast food chain in the process.
And it's called Holy Chicken?
I think so.
That's probably what's happening. Here's Neil.
Do not use the wire brush. I saw this thing on TV.
He's talking about, earlier we were mentioning that there's like a Roomba for your grill that a lot of people are buying for Christmas and the holidays. And I said, I just use a wire brush. And everybody afterwards said, you don't use a wire brush.
Yeah, you could kill you.
You could end up eating one of those things.
Do not use the wire brush. I saw this thing on TV. This, something's killing me or whatever. This guy used the wire brush, cleaned his grill, cooked his family some chicken breasts. About a week later, his one son throwing up his own poop. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with him.
What?
Throwing up his own poop.
Maybe it's not a thing.
No,
South
that was
Park.
It.
That's nasty. He almost died. They had to do emergency surgery, and they found one. The doctor went in and saw one little shiny piece of bristle.
We talked about this.
And did he we? That yeah, exact kid?
Maybe not that exact kid, but it's happened
situation,
a couple times.
Yeah.
Where you like perforate your bowel, I guess, with one of those little shards. Because those things are unforgiving.
It's poop yak.
They will just slice right through you, and then God only knows what happens inside. Here's True African with a dispatch.
Hey, News Junkie, what's going on? Hope you guys are having a good day. I was listening to the topic on what you were talking about, the intent. Normally, I've seen, you know, all those shows where people get arrested for intent to sell narcotics. So I believe that's just one of the cases where if you attempt to sell drugs, even if you don't sell them, You can still be charged with intent, but take it easy.
Yeah, in the case
that's
of
true.
In the case of drugs, though,
remember Pistol Pete?
If you were going to sell them, you would actually have the drugs, so you would have something on you that was part of the crime. Look, they know their way around this. I think people think entrapment. People think all kinds of messed up stuff about it. You know, one of the other ones that goes back so far, no truth to it at all. How many people, especially when you were a teenager, thought that if you ask somebody if they're a cop, they have to tell you that they're a cop? Mm. Everybody. Yeah, everybody believes that. They don't have to do that. You could be in the middle of a fake drug deal with a police officer and you go, hey, you have to tell me if you're a cop. No, they don't. No, they don't. But that just sticks with people. You believe that to be the truth after a while.
Now, this does not have to do with entrapment, but it is having to be honest, and I think you would find enjoyment in this.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the Just Okay party.
What happened?
We're kind of doing the final things, and I have to send a list to security so that they allow them in the loading dock. And now I have to say, everybody with a star by their name may or may not have the following: swords, archery, nails, hammer, glass, sledgehammer. Like, this is going to be the weirdest day for a lot of people at Universal.
I bet they are. I bet that's exciting for them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because those security guys, we've been back there a couple of times now. When they're, it's boring. They're just sitting back there and they walk around your car with a little mirror underneath, and but nothing, thankfully, ever happens. They got a lot on their hands tomorrow. They've got a lot to look out for there. The Switchblade is going to change the game. The Switchblade is a three-wheel street-legal vehicle that you drive from your garage to a nearby local airport. There, you swing out your wings and you can take off. Go up to 200 miles an hour at 13,000 feet. The phones are exploding. That usually means something that was said was completely and totally wrong. Let's see if that's the case. And I'd like to correct it just so we don't get an onslaught more. You simply land, transform your flying sports car back into driving mode, the wings safely stowed and protected, and you continue on to your final destination. Flying cars, folks, closer and closer and closer we get.
Woo-hoo.
Although as a plane it looks really cool, as a car, not so much. It doesn't look that great, actually. Let's do the stories that didn't make the cut to wrap things up here. I don't know.
Do you have any?
I do, but I don't know how much I want to actually do. There is a spine-tingling moment when a 16-year-old Louisiana student learned he had won early admittance to Harvard, his entire class erupting with joy.
This nerd
might be loud here.
That boy had the same problem last year.
No, he had status on the side. He was just on the introduction. He got a quick status.
Look, he's looking at it. You'll hear the moment he finds out he's going to Harvard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Headed over to Harvard.
Wait, he got in at 16?
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. See, lady, did we do something wrong? Did we screw anything up?
No.
Oh, good.
You get paranoid.
No, I went to Harvard.
There's two lines.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I bought a really nice sweater there.
Yeah? You still have it to this day?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I'll have to see that sometime.
Gross.
All right, let's do it.
Today I learned?
Yeah. Let's do Today I Learned!
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
Bunch of performers juggling over here throughout the show today. Lots of stuff going on. Just to make sure your show tomorrow night is really, really on point. So everybody get out there and support our show in the process. Today I learned for a Thursday, December 14th, blah, blah, blah. Let's just do it. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Yep. Here we go. Today I learned this guy.
Prince.
Yeah, Prince is correct. Very good. Prince is a sensational. Oh, I should say was a sensational. 10-pin bowler who could pretty much get a strike at will and wore furry knee-high boots when he was bowling. Never pictured Prince to be a bowler. But when they say 10-pin, that's just regular bowling.
Yeah,
there's nothing different about that. I didn't think it would be a great bowler.
That's the lingo, man.
Today I learned the majority of North Korean clothes are made from something called vinylon. It's a synthetic fiber made of coal and rocks. It's the only country in the world to use this for clothing. Does not sound that comfortable. Coal and rocks. What are you guys laughing about? What is happening?
Nothing.
What did I do? Both
you didn't
of you.
Do anything. You're so paranoid. Keep going.
That's not being paranoid. I look up. You guys are both.
Turns out we're doing back of the house kind of things.
You're giggling about something.
Not we're even giggling. Laughing.
What'd I do wrong?
I'm not even smiling.
We were literally talking about something that has nothing to do with you something. Or the audience listening to this right now.
Something happened. All right, let's get Today I Learned this show right here.
Dr. Katz.
That's incorrect.
professional therapist.
So I can tell you guys are both cheating somehow from your terrible guess right there.
Home Movies.
Home Movies is correct.
Oh,
and
damn it.
Home Movies uses an animation style, that same one used in Dr. Katz's patented animation technique called Squiggle Vision. Are you looking at My Today I Learned? Are you looking at the front page of Today I Learned? What are you doing?
Don't worry
so you
about
just
it.
Got it right off the front page. You don't even go to the next page.
I have been swamped. I did what I could. I tried to get the best that I could for today. Today I learned maybe you'll like this one. Snap, Crackle, and Pop have different names in different markets.
I know.
Oh, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
They are in Denmark. Piff, Paff, and Puff.
Puff, Paff, and Peef.
Of Finland, they're Ricks, Rocks, and Pox. Over in France, they're Crick, Crack, and Croc. Oui. Germany, Nisper, Nasper, and Nusper.
Oh, Nisper, Nasper, Nusper. Oh. Some Krispies.
Nisper, Nasper.
And in Japan, I can't tell you because it's just a bunch of symbols. I don't know what they sounded out over there. Today, I learned the guy from this television show right here.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to see if you guys were going to say it before I even played it. So no. I know you were cheating.
No. Married with children.
Married with... I'll just give you both a point. There
Yay.
You go. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Ed O'Neill, the father in Married with Children, is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. That's right. Al Bundy is not only more than a man than you'll ever be, but he'll also wrap you up like a pretzel and make you scream uncle with his hands tied behind his back. Ed O'Neill, famous for his role in the sitcom Married with Children and Modern Family more recently than that,
of course,
has been training Brazilian jiu-jitsu for more than 22 years. Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
It's a hard thing to say.
Jiu-jitsu.
Received his black belt from one of the UFC and BJJ pioneers, Rorion Gracie. And I don't know...
BJ Pioneer, huh?
I know that the Gracie family is big in karate, so I guess
huge.
That's good.
They're huge in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu black belt for Mr. Ed O'Neill. Today I learned there is a rare genetic condition, which is kind of interesting, called myostatin-related muscle hypertrophy, and it gives babies and toddlers the ability to perform amazing feats of strength. Little kids as young as 5 months old can do the Iron Cross. They can pick up very heavy things.
What is the Iron Cross?
When you're doing the thing in the Olympics and you're holding on to the crosses, it takes a lot of strength.
Wow.
And the babies can do it sometimes, but it's not a good thing. Today I learned this guy right here.
Neil Young.
Neil Young is correct. I don't know what you're up to, but I think C-Lane just got that
Wait. Are you talking about the Godfather of Grudge?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. Neil Young is sometimes... You guys clearly printed it out or something. Or you're looking at something.
The guy from Ragged Glory?
Forget it, folks. Just get your tickets, please, to the Just Okay holiday party so I can hang out with
you. Wait a second. You're telling me the guy that had the opening band, Sonic Youth and Social Distortion?
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore. I ripped everything up. Get your tickets, call the Hard Rock box office, and spend some time with me so I can get away from these two trolling me over and over again. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow for the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by Corporate Time with Tom and Dan on Real Radio.